Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 11th day of May, 2010. Well, as I stated yesterday, it was $150-plus billion that the EU banks wanted. Really, it's just the global private banks. Then it was $600 billion. Then it was a trillion. And I said it'll probably be $2 trillion tomorrow. And sure enough, that is the headline from Reuters and Drudge right now. $1 trillion wasn't enough. Obama pushed Merkel. And so they're saying $1 trillion is not enough. And they're now blaming Merkel that she isn't stealing enough money to give to J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. And so we're held hostage. They're saying, look, we're just going to let the stock market completely implode unless you give us trillions of dollars a month, basically. Meanwhile, they lie to you in the last 18 months since the last crisis that if you just let the banks have trillions of dollars and do whatever they want with it and freeze lending to Main Street and the general public, that magically we're going to have a recovery as food stamps go up to 40 million people, all-time record in the United States, as major cities and states announce they're not going to fix roads or sidewalks anymore, that any police that are hired will just be used to write tickets and raise money, and that they're going to pass VAT taxes, sales taxes. In fact, here is a headline that I have today. World Health Organization moving ahead on billions in internet and other taxes. That's out of Fox News, and they have direct links to the World Health Organization. See, all these private quasi-global government organizations, they just raise their own taxes outside of law. It's like FEMA last year said, okay, 40-plus percent of the United States is now in a floodplain. It is a national property tax, and you will buy the insurance from us at $20 billion a year. You must buy it. And, of course, it's another tax to the insurance companies who wrote the healthcare takeover legislation. And they're going ahead with a carbon tax via the executive level. They don't care if the Senate passes a law. There has never been taxation proposed at this level. And it's all being launched like a blitzkrieg right now. And the general public knows something is wrong, but has no idea just how dire our straits are. And they keep saying Goldman Sachs and others made mistakes. We have their emails. We have their policy reports. We know they sold the derivatives to the counties, the cities, to the police pension funds, the fire pension funds, the private citizen pension funds, knowing full well this was going to happen. And so they established incredible wealth and power on the way up and on the way down. They basically hold us all hostage, and that's the elementary fact. And I agree with Max Kaiser's analysis that we have linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and many other top analysts agree. This was an engineered financial terrorism last Thursday to tell Congress, you're not going to pass too big to fail legislation. You're not going to audit the Fed. And it was a game of brinksmanship, and when that legislation was removed in the Senate and dropped, they pumped the market back up. And it's a psychological game by a group of predatory master criminals. Now, that's some of what's coming up. I have discovered that there is local census forms being put out by the state governments through the public schools. Wait till you hear these questions. That's coming up. And a lot more today. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us coming up in the next hour. And then we've got Michael Bagnarek as well.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Friends, let me tell you what's coming up today in the third hour. So in about an hour and 52 minutes from now, Webster Griffin Tarpley will be joining us, economist, for a full hour to break down the world financial collapse that we are now deep into. There is no recovery. There is not going to be a recovery until the private banking cartel that is openly setting up a private world government. No more time for denial. No more time for the yuppies to giggle and laugh at patriots and to feel all self-assured and wear their fake knowledge like an ornament or like a bauble. Okay, do you understand this isn't a game? They're going to take everything you've got unless you wake up and grow up. And I'm not talking to our wonderful longtime listeners and people that have been out there for 50 years exposing this. I'm talking to all the new listeners we have and the people that still think this is a joke. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, ABC News, that reportedly is going to air that Nightline tomorrow. We'll see if it airs. Laughing about world government. And I could show them clips of world leaders calling for a banking world government and they would still just giggle about it. Because they were taught it didn't exist for decades, and now that it does exist and is out in the open, they can't admit that they were wrong, so they still make jokes about it. You ever seen the old footage, the old newsreels from World War II, how they would build a ship inside a giant hangar, and then they would unveil it, and huge curtains, motorized curtains, would pull back, revealing, you know, the 100-yard-long battleship, and then they would chop the big blocks, and the ship would slide down out of the dry dock into the canal to be launched. Well, that's the analogy here. Patriots went behind the curtain. They saw the battleship being built. We took photos of it. We got the specs of the battleship. We interviewed workers who were building the battleship. We came out and warned you and said they are building a battleship behind those curtains, and they are going to launch it, and they are going to implode the global economy, and they are eugenicist, and they are going to cut off the resources to absolutely bankrupt the majority of the population to make you dependent so phase two can go in for the hardcore social engineering, the breakup of the family, the forced sterilization, China's the model, red alert. And they said, oh, you silly man, there's no battleship behind that curtain. Well, now, in the last 3 years, they opened the curtains, they launched the battleship, and it's now firing on us. And the yuppies are saying, look, there is no battleship. It doesn't exist. And I don't even know what to say anymore. Every day, New World Order defined, world government run by private central banks who can have trillions of dollars a week if they want it to do whatever they want with it. And if you complain about it, they say, shut up. We're going to have a depression if you don't give us this money, and you're not allowed to look at where the money went. And if you look at where it went, that'll cause a depression. We're holding you hostage. There'll be martial law if you don't do what we say. I mean, that's a quote. Henry Paulson. And we're in a depression. We're in a controlled implosion of our economy, of our society. And to watch our wealthy nation destroyed makes me sick. You know, I keep going back to this article, then I'll get into all the latest news from 2 weeks ago. Washington Post, for nations living the good life, the party is over, says IMF. What does that mean? It's what I've heard on Charlie Rose and NPR and read in their policy reports. I mean, I read stuff from the UN 30 years ago, how they were going to take over the real economy with a finance economy, and how they would then shut off resources, and how a free market and private property is bad, and how they were going to fund big agribusiness to take over the family farm and ranch and make us totally dependent and domesticated. I mean, this is a stated program. And now we're here. I remember over the years meeting with politicians, meeting with corporate executives, and they'd say, off record, Alex, you're a journalist, this is off record. Alex, the public want to be slaves. They're stupid and dumb. They don't need resources. We're going to lower the standard of living, but raise the third world to parity. And this is just fair. Well, that's not even what the globalists are actually doing. They tell these mid-level executives that think they're high level, oh, you're going to be on the winning team. You're going to be part of the big managing elite. Yes. And we're going to raise the third world and lower the first world. And that's what they tell the third world. Oh, be for NAFTA, be for GATT, be for the Copenhagen Carbon Tax Treaty. Until the third world in December actually got the treaty, they wouldn't ever release it a week into the two-week summit. Finally, it got released by the Danish, by the Danes, and the third world said, no way. We've got to make right at double the cuts you do in taxes. This was supposed to be looting the rich gringos in America. Yeah, right. Oh, we're going to get looted here, too. Don't worry. But you're going to get double looted. I mean, what has the IMF and World Bank done to Latin America? What has it done to Africa? Everyone knows who they are there. Everyone knows. They come loan you $1 billion. 30 years later, you've paid 50-plus billion, and you still owe another 50 billion. You will never pay it back. You're not meant to pay it back because the IMF only lets you invest it in things that will fail. It's simple. Look, if you want to understand everything, Go to Encyclopedia Britannica. In fact, guys, print me the Encyclopedia breakdown of sharecropping. I mean, I'll give you my historical definition from research, then we'll read the technical definition. But if you want to know what sharecropping is, I'll break it down. Feudalism became illegal in the last 300 to 500, depending on what country, years in England, in Spain, in Portugal, in France, in the Netherlands. In fact, the Netherlands was one of the first places to really become free, along with Switzerland, with the model of freedom. Then it got taken back over by German royalty. But side issue, I'm digressing. And sharecropping, simple. You live on someone else's land, and they set it up where you plant the crops, harvest them, bring them to market, and then you get maybe 20% of the money. But it's all designed with fines and fees and rules and regulations. And most sharecroppers had to sign an agreement that they would only spend their money with the company store. So if anybody wants to know what our economy is, it's a sharecropper economy. Very elementary. This isn't communism, it's not socialism, it's not fascism, though there's elements of all of those isms. Those are all fake. Those don't exist. Those are just a tapestry hung out, another curtain, a facade, a painted background, like a painted Hollywood set. You know, John Wayne and Stagecoach really isn't out there in Arizona. No, he's on a soundstage, and they got fake tumbleweeds blowing by, and there's mountains painted in the background. It isn't real, folks. So our economy is being converted from a wildcat, laissez-faire beauty, which really turns the human spirit loose, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and punishes mistakes and rewards daring and ingenuity and inventiveness, the rugged individualism. And it's not perfect, but let me tell you, it's better than anything else. It's better than bondage. Because all there really is in this world is freedom and bondage, and where are you on that spectrum? It isn't left, it isn't right, it isn't black, it isn't white, it isn't Mexican-American, it isn't Chinese-Russian, it isn't German-French, it isn't British-Irish. It's El Jefe, strongman, dictator groups, and all their different flavors. It'd be kind of like if Jim Jones got up there and said, I got 20 flavors of Kool-Aid here for you. We got grape. We got strawberry. We got raspberry. We've got it all. We've got apple. We've got orange. We've got cherry. We've got pineapple. We've got blackberry. We've got whatever you want, but it's all the same thing. Some sugar, some dye, some flavoring, and he spiked it with a deadly poison, cyanide. And so I sit here watching the idiot public gulp down different flavors of the same crud that came from the same factory run by the same people. The feds fund the white supremacists. They fund the Mexican supremacists. They fund and push the black supremacists in every case. So we're all fighting with each other. They fund the Democrats. They fund the Republicans. So we're all fighting with each other. They fund the major environmental groups to make sure there's never a real environmental movement that actually challenges some of the serious problems. And so it's sharecropping. Here it is. Sharecropping is a system of agriculture in which a landowner allows a tenant to use the land in return for a share of the crop produced on the land. This should not be confused with crop fixed rent contract, in which the landowner allows a tenant to use the land in return for a fixed amount of crop per unit of land. Sharecropping has a long history, and there was a wide range of different situations and types of agreements that have encompassed the system. Some are governed by tradition, others by law, legal contract systems such as the Italian system and French system and Spanish system occur widely. Islamic law contains a tradition that sharecropping agreement for the cultivation of orchards. But when you look at the fraudulent model of sharecropping, that's what this is. It's feudalism. It's a form of slavery where you don't even have to feed your slaves. All right, we're going to come back and just get into all of it. A trillion is not enough, as I told you. They want more now. That's how this works. Stay with us.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at researchedherbs.com. Herbal supplements at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Researchedherbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
Personal Jesus.
Someone, you know, I listen to Bloomberg Radio. I tune into CNBC, and unless it's Dylan Radigan, you get absolute deception. Oh, the bank screwed up. Oh, they don't know what they're doing. Oh, they're sorry. It's all premeditated. And I was listening to the Black Swan author. I sold like 5 million books or something dealing with economic collapse. And they're like, oh, how did he predict it a year before the collapse? How did he know? I mean, I had economists on 10 years before the beginning of the collapse last year, laying out exactly how it would happen, the end of Glass-Steagall, what derivatives were going to do, that it was J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs running it. But anybody that gets up on television and says, we don't know why this is happening, these corporations are dumb, these banks are idiots, oh, then they'll put that on TV all day. But you start actually breaking down what's really happening, no, sir. So excitement over 1 trillion euro plan fades, Europe slips. And now they need a trillion more. How about a trillion of taxpayer money every day? And I'm sorry, folks, they order SWAT teams to come take your house to give it to Goldman Sachs. Or if you get mad about your pension fund when they get ready to take it, the government's just going to kill you. I have a Wired magazine article about 20%+ of the troops being completely mentally ill from 3, 4, 5 tours, and how most of them are becoming police officers and how dangerous that is. Oh, yeah, these are people that are on the crazy train. I mean, they are cuckoo. They're gone. And that's who the government's looking for. I mean, a lot of people had mental problems after 1 tour. I mean, how many World War II vets, great people, but would you hear about somebody getting their face and they just kill them, you know, even when they were 60 years old, 70 years old? How many Korean War vets from 1 tour? Can you imagine 3, 4, 5, 6 tours? And if they don't become a cop, they just take their Second Amendment away and you know, say they have PTSD. But if you become a cop, I actually have an article on this today. We've already pointed this out. It's over. Okay, we're in an emergency nosedive on fire. It's all been scientifically figured out by the globalists. And here I am yesterday on RT television worldwide saying, I predict they're going to want trillions more, probably tomorrow. Well, here it is in Reuters today. 1 trillion wasn't enough. They need more. And by the way, I've read the German plan. It's being led by Germany. It's an open-ended deal, just like the banking takeover here. 28+ trillion. And that number's like 4 or 5 months old now. I don't know what it is. Here, let's just play part of this RT video clip. It's up on Infowars.com.
Well, the euro is in trouble. And when someone or something is in trouble, someone's going to come to the rescue, right? Be Superman here. Well, that someone might just be American taxpayers. At least that's what radio host Alex Jones says. Apparently, it's all part of the IMF's new bailout package. But where is all this money actually going? Is it going to the European banks or perhaps the people who need it most? Alex Jones is in Texas right now, and he joins me to break all of this down for us. Hi there, Alex. So according to the AP, the Federal Reserve opened a program late Sunday to ship U.S. dollars to Europe in an effort to avoid a broader financial crisis on the continent. What is this program, and where is the money essentially going?
Well, it's $1 trillion. Remember, it was going to be $150 billion last week. Then it was $600 billion. Now it's $1 trillion or more today. It may be $2 trillion or $3 trillion. I mean, you know, why not? Just like we had the financial terrorism of 2008, where Henry Paulson and other people from Goldman Sachs who were controlling the federal government went in and threatened Congress with total financial collapse and, quote, martial law, if they didn't give them a blank check. The same thing has now been done in Europe, and they're not really saying where the money is going to go, other than these nations are going to have to pay off the private banks like Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others. And again, these banks with derivatives made up tens of trillions of basically toxic assets that weren't real. They sold them at full price. Now the governments own these and are in big financial trouble, so they're telling people in Italy, the population of Greece, they're now telling folks in Germany, they're telling people in Portugal and Spain, we're going to have to take all or part of your pension funds to pay for this bailout, but it's not really a bailout. It is a mass robbery, and the people of the United States are going to have to pay for large amounts of this IMF and World Bank money. And so this
we'll
is
be right
just
back,
the
folks.
Stay with us. I told you yesterday it'd be more today, and it is.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dog chewed your remote control, lost your remote, or is your remote control just not working? Let replacementremotes.com replace or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote control. Visit replacementremotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. We also carry hotel and hospital remote controls. Visit replacementremotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. That's replacementremotes.com, 336-377-2220.
Replacementremotes.com, replacementremotes.com. If you need a remote control, replacementremotes.com.
For all your remote control needs, visit replacementremotes.com, 336-377-2220.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
A little girl in third grade had one Jolly Rancher in her lunchbox. She was suspended for a week. Another little girl drew a picture of an American flag last week and got in trouble in school and was told it was offensive. Here's another one. White House seeks controls on food marketing, warns of national health crisis for children. They're saying they can't put toys in Happy Meals. It's up to parents to decide what their children eat. The federal government has no jurisdiction. They're taking everything over. This is a worldwide plan. Meanwhile, the new Supreme Court nominee, Kagan, has no judicial experience, and they're spinning it that that's why she's good. Oh, she's off she's off of the judicial monastery. She isn't part of people that have studied the Constitution. She'll bring some fresh ideas. We have the policy reports written by her and her mentor, Cass Sunstein, to ban the Second Amendment, to ban property rights. I mean, this woman would have fit in nicely under Lenin. V.I. Lenin. I mean, you cannot make up how wicked and un-American and on their face evil these people are. There is literally no way to even try to quantify how bad they are. They are just off the charts. And now they're saying, oh, North Korea is shipping WMDs to Syria. We've got to attack them. Russia may build a nuclear plant in Syria. Yeah, non-weapons. Meanwhile, the West is saying they're going to put sanctions on gasoline to Iran. Iran has lots of oil, but can only refine about half the gasoline they need. And so they say, oh, we'll have peaceful reactors. No, you can't have those either. You can lay there and shrivel up and starve to death and die. This is feudalism. And what the globalists do to Iraq, what they do to Serbia, they'll do here. Understand that? They want you under their control. This is slavery. This is domination. This is control. Meanwhile, they're criticizing Merkel, Angela Merkel, German chancellor, and that's to give her cover. Germany is the main engine of Europe, of the European Union, and she has almost lost control of her government. They lost a lot of seats in their parliament. It's not clear if she'll even be there soon, just like Brown had to step down yesterday, the leader of England. But it's not clear whether it'll be the Labour Party or the Tories or whoever, because that's not clear. They're going to have a vote for a new Labour leader within the parliament, and then they'll have a battle over that. It's a huge shakeup. But I've seen what they've done in third world nations that have been taken over by the banks. Sometimes they'll have five, six, seven presidents in 1 year. They'll just keep removing puppets to try to satiate the public, but the establishment is still in full control. And it's the same thing. So when they come out and criticize Merkel, oh, Merkel only got $1 trillion for the bankers. That's not enough. Merkel's caution in euro crisis weakens Germany in the EU. That's right. Reuters. She has exposed her shortcomings as a crisis manager. She didn't just immediately say it's wonderful and good and we've got to give the bankers everything. She played politics trying to save her criminal group and said this is a ripoff and the banks are deceptive and the banks are criminal. Remember that last week? Oh, it is you, Merkel, that will be hung out to dry. You will now be the scapegoat. How dare you? You're not even allowed to play politics. You're not even allowed to manipulate your public. You will fall on the sword or you will be destroyed. Angela Merkel has exposed her shortcomings as a crisis manager in the last few weeks. And her growing weakness, both at home and Europe, could undermine her efforts to impose, They know it's over 90% unpopular in Europe what's happening, just like the bailout was here. Her efforts to impose. What did Hitler do over Poland? He imposed. What did he do in France? He imposed. What did this country do to the Native Americans? It imposed. You impose. When they come into a bank, bank robbers, and say, stick them up, give me the money or I'll blow you away, they impose. They impose. Europe can undermine. Again, Angela Merkel has exposed her shortcomings as a crisis manager in the last few weeks, and her growing weakness, both at home and in Europe, could undermine her efforts to impose the economic reforms Germany wants in the EU. The German chancellor, whose reputation has mutated from the bloc's most skilled deal broker to Madame Non in a matter of months, looks to have been browbeaten into agreeing to $1 trillion weekend deal to save the euro. On top of that came Sunday's drubbing at the ballot box in a regional vote, which has undermined her domestic authority. She imposes her authority. That result, which her conservatives blamed on the Greek debt crisis, may make her even more reluctant to show leadership in the EU. What does that mean? Leadership means robbing everyone for the bankers. And they will not say where the trillion's going. But then when you read the fine print, the bonuses will be public, the hundreds of billions of dollars going into the private bank's coffers. And the media keeps spinning this like it's the Greeks' fault. These Greeks are getting our money. They're getting our American money. That's all over Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, Bloomberg. These lazy Greeks are getting our money. Even RT asked me the question, you know, who's getting the money? Are the Greeks getting it? No, the Greeks aren't getting it. Oh, part of the money goes to the Greek government, but then they pay it to the private banks. No, the Greek people have been told they've got to fit the biggest percentage of the bill per capita. Of course, overall, The largest portion is the United States. And so it's this shell game, but it's so elementary because they know the public is only halfway paying attention. You know, last week they hear, those Greeks, I've got to pay my tax money to bail their lazy butts out. Just like the banker bailout of 18 months ago was because of people lying on their mortgage forms. Meanwhile, none of the money was spent on that. That's admitted. It was a total red herring. Same thing. It's these people with subprime mortgages. It's those Greeks. Meanwhile, it's a trillion plus and growing. And you find out it's all on derivatives sold to the governments. And so the big brokerage houses, the big investment banks, the central banks, they sell it to you as AAA gold, highest rating, 100% insured. You can't have a better investment. It's 100%. No such thing. No such thing as 100% in anything. Knowing it was pure crud, and now they get paid more money on top of it as debts. And then they're going to loan that money back to the governments in debt bondage. Merkel's caution in euro crisis weakens Germany and EU. And then here's another little jewel for you. And again, when I read something from Fox, I go check it out for myself, as I do with any media operation. And Fox does have the World Health Organization documents, the third round of documents that have been given to them. And here's the headline. It's the same thing we saw at the Copenhagen. You know, they said, oh, we got to have trillions or the oceans will rise and kill you. And then now we've got to have trillions or the stock markets will plunge. And we've got to have trillions or the children will starve to death. It's always the same story. You know, different crises, but the same thing. You must pay taxes to the UN and to the private banks. You must do it. World Health Organization moving ahead on billions in internet and the power to tax is the power to destroy and other taxes. World Health Organization moving ahead on billions in internet and other taxes. The World Health Organization is moving full speed ahead with a controversial plan to impose billions of dollars in global consumer taxes. Did you hear that? The UN is. Just calmly, oh, the UN's moving ahead with billions, which will be trillions, billions, thousands, consequently millions, consequently billions, consequently trillions. Who was that Dallas Cowboy said that? I made thousands, consequently millions. Deion Sanders, yeah. We got to pull that clip up. Thousands, consequently millions, consequently trillions. So they just calmly floated out there. Oh, by the way, there's some UN taxes. I mean, what do you think all these taxes to private banks are? The World Health Organization is moving full speed ahead with a controversial plan to impose billions of dollars of global consumer taxes on such things as internet activity and everyday financial transactions, like paying bills online. While the spending soars, and its own financial house is in disarray. And what has the G20 announced? What, 2 weeks ago, London Guardian got the document. VAT taxes on all financial transactions run by a global group of private bankers with government power through the G20 members. I mean, this is the equivalent of bankers in three-piece suits parachuting in with commandos and just robbing everyone. I mean, that's exactly what it is. But the general public only knows about the Spurs losing last night. They don't understand it. Oh, they know that they're losing their jobs or getting pay cuts. Just. And it just goes on from there. I'm going to cover more of this coming up next hour. And I'm going to get back in the whole Reconquista thing. There was a Raw Story article making fun of me yesterday. But then they admit, oh, Fox has pulled, because they're the ones producing it, has pulled, Fox put it out, it was released on the Fox website, Fox Studios. They have pulled the trailer that had over 3 million views, and they've pulled scores of other people that copied it and posted it, normally they like that, for Machete. Now, I learned that they started pulling this on Friday, we did our video report on it Saturday, and they're still pulling videos, and you can still find it, but the links we have to it are dead, but we did record it. We are going to play it next hour. Why did Fox pull the Machete trailer? Well, let me see. It shows huge hordes, and that's the way they describe it. In fact, let me read you the front of the movie poster. Now he's a brutal savage who must slaughter to stay alive. And it shows the Texas Capitol in the background with flames. Hmm. And they admit they shot this at the Texas Capitol with groups. And of course, all the white people are criminals, and the Border Patrol are criminals. And so they deserve to be hacked up with machetes. And people are sending me emails saying this isn't even a real movie. No, 3 years ago in Grindhouse, a double feature Rodriguez made with Quentin Tarantino. That was when Bruce Willis was in town, and Rick Linklater gave him my videos, and Bruce Willis woke up and went public in Vanity Fair saying, I'm no longer a Republican. World government controls both parties. The government killed Kennedy, and the same people that killed Kennedy are in control now. But when, I mean, I actually like Rodriguez's part of Grindhouse better than Tarantino's piece, but they're both good. I mean, if you like a remake of a late 70s, early 80s type action adventure, I mean, I love Escape from New York, and it's kind of after that same vein. So I don't like living here in town, knowing these people, meeting them before, and having to come out against something. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. But I have to do it. And Fox was already pulling this before I even started covering it. And we learned that in hindsight. They also pulled their article off Fox News critical of it, and their New York Post article and others. And so Raw Story says, well, we haven't seen the trailer, but basically Alex is full of it. And other news sites are saying the movie doesn't exist. No, Machete is something Rodriguez has wanted to make for a long time, according to interviews he's given. And he did a trailer, a lot of directors have done this, for the film that he wanted to make later in Grindhouse. So I can't even get members of the public to admit this is a real movie coming out September 3rd. Yes, it's a real movie. And yes, this is a real trailer. See, this is a public that is mesmerized under a spell that even when something is admitted, they can't admit it's real to themselves. It is real. And it dovetails with the La Raza videos that you've seen on Drudge and other sites the last few days, with them saying, we're going to get these frail white people. We're taking over our race. La Raza is going to get them. We are for communism. And it is a fact that they had the machete rebellions in Mexico, in Chiapas, and in Yucatan. You can pull these up where thousands were killed. And so the machete is a symbol of peasant uprisings in Central America and in Mesoamerica, Southern North America. And so when you have Hispanic kids who aren't allowed to wear American flags now because it upsets the Mexicans who call them porchos, which means Uncle Tom. See, what you have is you have the big financial interest and the big Ford Foundation trying to radicalize Hispanics and trying to make sure that Hispanics aren't pro-Second Amendment and anti-New World Order, because that could spread to Latin America. No, you can only have a communist revolution. You can't have a patriot revolution. And so that's why Fox pulled the trailer, because they understand the incredible liability. When you've got images of Mexicans running around hacking gringos up with machetes, and the gringos are all racist and deserve it, you know, it's done in that vein, and then they say, this is Machete with a Cinco de Mayo message for Arizona. I mean, come on. You've already got firebombings out in Santa Cruz, police being attacked in Miami and Arizona. In Phoenix, yeah, there's a very good chance this is going to blow up. That's why, not one, but two. I mean, imagine I saw this Thursday. I talked about it Friday. Didn't cover it because I was going to try to get a hold of Robert Rodriguez. I haven't tried. I've been busy. I bet he's pretty mad now with people calling him, so I probably won't even try. But I wasn't even sure I was going to cover it. I'm just like, it's like when I see footage of cops beating innocent people. Most of the time, I don't even cover it because it's so sickening. I don't even want to bash the police. You know, it's depressing. And I didn't even want to get into this. And then I get the phone calls. Not one, but two members of his crew, one of them high level, one of them mid level, who are Hispanic. And they just said, we're worried about this reflecting badly on Hispanics. And yeah, I mean, it shows Mexicans as like savage animals and running around hacking people up. And we didn't cross the border crossed us. I mean, this is a serious invocation. And that's why Fox is funding it, okay? Put the Hispanics in their place, a bunch of dangerous savages, create that stereotype. I mean, look, it isn't Alex Jones, the gringo, that's upset about this. It's Hispanics who've seen it. Who's seen it? And because of their non-disclosure agreements, they wouldn't tell me what's in it. They just said, you've seen the trailer. Okay, it's worse than that. It's bad. I'm worried. I'm worried about a backlash.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com
right now.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We got Webster Tarpley coming up in 1 hour and 6 minutes. We got Michael Bagnarek joining us as well today. For the next 2 segments, I want to get into the economy. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up, the owner of the Genesis Communications Network and Midas Resources. Here we were last week and on Monday telling you that all the smart money was on gold only going up. And now it's continued to have all-time record highs in the last month in Europe, and is now at a 6-month high above $1,200 an ounce right now, because they are debasing the world's currencies in unison right now. Ted Anderson, explain to people, I know most of our listeners understand this, but for new listeners, what this means. I mean, the laws of economics show that 20 years ago, a cup of coffee was 10 cents. I remember. 10 years ago, it was 75 cents. 5 years ago, it was $1.50. It's almost $2 everywhere. A Starbucks is $3-4. This is inflation. You know, a Mustang, when I bought one when I was in college, brand new, was $16,500. The same Mustang, not even the fancy one, is about $35,000 right now. The fancy ones are like $50 to $60. It's called inflation, isn't it, Ted?
Yeah, it's inflation, and it's not so much that the car has increased in value. It has a little bit more to offer, and there's a little bit more engineering behind it, so maybe there is a value increase there. But what has happened is that the United States government, along with now foreign governments, have turned on the printing presses in order to solve their problems. See, we can deficit spend here in the United States, but if there's not enough taxes to be collected to cover those deficits and the interest on that debt, the United States government has to turn to foreigners, which we've been able to do for about the last, you know, 30 years, China mostly now, and they're not buying U.S. treasuries anymore, which is the equivalent of a certificate of debt.
So now they're monetizing it, which is devaluing, and it's simple. People talk about how much money they've got versus how much is that dollar unit worth. That is the hidden tax that Ron Paul talks about, and we see inflation starting while there's an implosion in the economy. Completely unnatural in economic rules. Ted, I want to hold you into the next segment and talk about the news and talk about what's happening in Europe and $150 billion, then $600 billion, then a trillion, then now more than a trillion. But before this hour ends, give people today's gold offer, because it's going to go up again. People can still get gold and silver at a lower price than it currently is. But when these stocks run out, it will have to go up yet again. Now is the time to get up off of your hind ends, folks, and to start moving into physically holding gold and silver. That is what I personally do, and that's what I think people should do. Ted?
Well, yeah, I had a fight with my traders this morning. I wanted to keep the franc at the same price. I ended up settling with $2 more. It should be up $12 over the price that I have it at right now, which is $256.68. Problem is, we sold out of our inventory, and we're working on a newer inventory, which the prices have gone up a little bit, but that is way underpriced to where the market is. You got to remember, gold has shot up today to $1,225.60, which is only $2 short of the last market peak, which happened in December of 2009. I'm confident that we're going to see that peak matched and surpassed this week.
Yeah, let's be clear. 1,220 plus. I mean, it is now getting close to the all-time high again, and in Europe, it is an all-time high. Tell folks the gold and silver offer, Ted.
Yeah, again, right now it's that franc at $256.68. Alex, I'm going to give you a full-year subscription to the International Forecaster. I mean, that's $159 right there. You can't beat that deal. I mean, honestly, just buying the franc alone at that price, nobody else has it out there.
Here's the number. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's efoodsdirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to continue with the organized implosion of the global economy. But coming up in the second half of this hour, I want to break down the increasingly violent rhetoric of the La Raza, La Reconquista, Mecha, La Invasora movement. And how the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists are on the internet trying to intimidate white people to join racist groups and pointing out all the incredible Hispanic racism and using that as a recruitment tool, which is exactly what the globalists want, and how Hollywood and big media are behind this. And Raw Story delusionally implying that we're making up this machete trailer and that it isn't even real and doesn't exist. That is delusion by the controlled left. But going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, you know, a lot of people don't want to just buy 1/5 ounce Frank coin. They want to get more gold. They want to get more silver. The silver deal you've had for the last month is off the charts. Incredible. You bought it at the 15 level. You've been keeping it at that, with it, you know, up at 20. Gold at all time record 1,220 plus, and rising, trying to break its all time record here in the U.S. It's broken its all time record in Europe against those currencies, against the euro. This is so incredible. What's happening right now, Ted Anderson. So more on the economy and tell people about some of the other coins you've got and what level at the market you bought those so they fully understand the type of discount they're getting. I mean, I can find no one with deals anywhere close to this because other traders, good companies as well, you know, they buy gold and silver when it's low and then they sell it for a good price, but at current market price when it goes up. No. The Ted Anderson secret is you hoard the stuff. You sell it when it's low. You sell it when it's high. But when it's high, you sell it at the lower price. It's elementary, but incredibly important.
Well, it is. I mean, right now, if you jump over to silver, silver is jumping into that $19 range now. And I still have that Walking Liberty half at 975, which is what I had it priced at when silver was way down lower, closer to $15 an ounce. I mean, the British sovereigns right now are at 332.12. I mean, you can pick up older $20 gold pieces. They're starting to push up. The premiums are starting to rise on those again like they did last time around. Everything is just moving along. We have U.S. Eagles. We have Maple Leafs. I mean, we pretty much carry all the gold and silver under the spectrum. If you're looking for junk silver, we have that. That's the circulated dimes, quarters, and halves. Old circulated silver dollars. I mean, we carry a wide variety of items, but what I try to do is I try to pick on something that is affordable for everybody, and then, you know, to be able to add that full-year subscription to Bob Chapman's newsletter on that Frank just makes that just a little bit above $500 an ounce for gold. You know, gold right now is sitting at a market peak that is just $2 short of its last high. Well, Alex, when we break through that number, then we're looking at $1,300 an ounce. That's where we're traveling to after that.
Well, look at gold. What was it, 6-7 years ago? It was $300 an ounce. Now look at it. Compare that to any other investment. Again, folks, I don't buy gold and silver as an investment. I buy it as an emergency backup. It's a fringe benefit, or, you know, just the cherry on top. Whenever it becomes a good investment, but I don't sell gold. I bought at $280 an ounce, even though it's 1200 plus right now, because it's an emergency backup. Here is the toll free number. Call and tell them it's the Alex Jones special, or you will pay more. And that higher price is still a great deal in the market, but these deals Ted is offering are off the charts and it will go up again. It's already gone up some, and Ted can't hold this long. 800 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, or go to MidasResources.com online. In fact, Ted, you should send me another special email, because I know you only offer specials for my audience at this level. Maybe you should write up a special and a special link today, because I know it's more on the site than if people call, so we can get an email out today as well. 800-686-2237. Ted, give me that special. I'll post it up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Yep, thanks.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, earlier in the last hour, I played just a minute or two of this six-minute piece from Russia Today. And so I want to play it in its entirety, because here I am yesterday saying it's $150 billion one day, it's $600 billion the next, then it's a trillion. Now Reuters is reporting they want more than a trillion, just basically unlimited money going to the private central banks. Then I'm going to get to an MSNBC video, because now it's mainstream news. People will pay attention to this. Cass Sunstein, who is one of the top lawyers at the White House, he's the head regulations czar, along with a bunch of other czars, have called for banning free speech, arresting people who criticize the government, arresting people that say that man-made anthropogenic global warming isn't real. This is all going on. This is all happening. And now even MSNBC admits law would empower Hillary Clinton to revoke citizenship of whoever she deems to be a terrorist. Now, this is from the senator from Arizona. He's the lead senator along with his minion or his little buddy, Lieberman, Joseph Lieberman. And this is really going on. I mean, they're really saying, if we say you are a terrorist, no judge, no jury, or that we think you might be a terrorist, you're not flying, you're not buying a gun, you're not going to have your citizenship. And in the Belligerent Act, we've been covering for 2 months here, and I'm just so glad this is now out in the open. I mean, this wasn't even a news item as it moved through the Senate. They're now admitting that it allows them to just grab you and say you were a terrorist. Just like Hatari. The FBI, of a 9-member group, one was an FBI agent, one was an informant, goading the leader of this tiny Christian militia, whose rhetoric wasn't even racial. Well, what happens if America collapses? Well, we'll have to get with the sheriff and form a 4-county security zone. They translate that into they were going to have their own kingdom. If the feds continue to come after us and fire upon us, we're going to have to fight back. And then they would have drills of fighting the New World Order. And that was called training to kill police. All lies. So a federal judge orders their release. The feds have appealed it. Now, remember, meanwhile, you've got La Raza groups, Mecha groups, and others, their members, calling for violence, sedition, organized overthrow of the country. We're going to play that video again coming up when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 10 minutes. And nothing happens. See, if you're a real revolutionary who wants to overthrow the republic and work with the bankers, hey, you're persona non grata. You're going to be left alone. But if you're just an American, regardless of what color you are, and you're concerned about this criminal takeover, you're in trouble. Folks, this is tyranny. This is what the Declaration of Independence talks about, where they just secretly would arrest members of the colony and ship them off to gulags. So it is real, it is happening, and it's another window into just how bold these people are. I saw an article yesterday where somebody who had AIDS that spit on someone has been charged with bioterrorism. They charged Atari with weapons of mass destruction. They're charging people with guns with WMDs. I mean, just search the term. Texas uses Patriot Act in drug cases and family violence. Ohio uses Patriot Act. They all do it thousands of times. You thought it was for terrorists. Well, read the internal documents that are public. You are the terrorist. And I know we talk about this a lot, but it is the bedrock of a republic that there's due process and that we, the people, and the juries and the grand juries are the courts, not the Pentagon, at the designation of the president or any of his designates, can secretly arrest you for any intelligence purpose. Law would empower Hillary Clinton to revoke citizenship of whoever she deems a terrorist. That's coming up. But first, here is the Russia Today.
Well, the euro is in trouble. And when someone or something is in trouble, someone's going to come to the rescue, right? Be Superman here? Well, that someone might just be American taxpayers. At least that's what radio host Alex Jones says. Apparently, it's all part of the IMF's new bailout package. But where is all this money actually going? Is it going to the European banks or perhaps the people who need it most? Alex Jones is in Texas right now, and he joins me to break all of this down for us. Hi there, Alex. So according to the AP, the Federal Reserve opened a program late Sunday to ship U.S. dollars to Europe in an effort to avoid a broader financial crisis on the continent. What is this program, and where is the money essentially going?
Well, it's $1 trillion. Remember, it was going to be $150 billion last week. Then it was $600 billion. Now it's $1 trillion or more today. It may be $2 trillion or $3 trillion. I mean, you know, why not? Just like we had the financial terrorism of 2008, where Henry Paulson and other people from Goldman Sachs who were controlling the federal government went in and threatened Congress with total financial collapse and, quote, martial law, if they didn't give them a blank check, the same thing has now been done in Europe, and they're not really saying where the money is going to go, other than these nations are going to have to pay off the private banks like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, and others. And again, these banks with derivatives made up tens of trillions of basically toxic assets that weren't real. They sold them at full price. Now the governments own these and are in big financial trouble. So they're telling people in Italy, the population of Greece, they're now telling folks in Germany, they're telling people in Portugal and Spain, we're going to have to take all or part of your pension funds to pay for this bailout. But it's not really a bailout. It is a mass robbery. And the people of the United States are going to have to pay for large amounts of this IMF and World Bank money. And so this is just the greatest crime of history. The private banking cartels are getting away with it. So why shouldn't they just, you know, get away with more of it? This is financial terrorism. And when the United States Congress wouldn't go along with this last week, and when some European leaders like Merkel were saying that the banks are deceptive and treacherous and criminal because she was worried about getting kicked out of office, suddenly the market dropped by 1,000 points. And they've now admitted that wasn't a fat finger, that wasn't a miscalculation. That was these black boxes that some of the larger brokerage houses and the plunge protection team through the White House have. They went in and drove it down 1,000 points in just 15 minutes to create a panic in Congress. And so Congress dumped the legislation to audit the Fed and to pass legislation to get rid of too big to fail. So the whole world is held hostage by these private central banks. And so they're just financially conquering nation after nation. Hell, Greece gave in to being taken over. So why not ask for $1 trillion? Why not ask for $10 trillion?
Well, Alex, you mentioned the links here to the United States Congress, but does this bailout have anything to do with the meeting of the Trilateral Commission this weekend in Europe? And I also want you to tell our audience what this meeting is, who's part of it, and what's likely to come out of it.
Boy, that is a great question. What you have is the Trilateral Commission that was set up in 1973 by Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, and others, and its open stated aim was a global government run for the administrative convenience of private central bankers. And they are a meeting, a private meeting of what you'd call the G20, a private banking cartel who meets, and they decide how to coordinate the different currencies and debt and the economy. And so they've now announced it is the private global government. It is the inner financial management team of the Bilderberg Group, of the private shadow government. And they met in Dublin, and folks over there in Ireland got in their face. We actually have that video up at Infowars.com and told David Rockefeller, we're not giving into your world government. We're not your slaves. And Rockefeller looked very upset. They then snuck into the meeting and confronted him at his dinner table and told him the same thing. In fact, that was done by the Sovereign Independent. That's the name of the newspaper there in Dublin. That's got these patriots that are out there confronting them. And so what happens is you'll see an article in Australia, you know, secret bank heads meet, or you'll see articles about secretive trilateral commission meets. And they always meet at key times before the big announcements are made. You know, they're telling us last week it's $150 billion. The Trilateral Commission meets, basically sets the agenda. All the major finance ministers were there. Their bosses were there. And then suddenly we're told Monday morning, hey, it's $1 trillion, maybe more. We're the government. You have no say in America or in Germany or in Greece or in Spain or Portugal or in England. Sit down and shut up. And we've made the decision Gordon Brown's going to step down. Step down. We've got a new puppet. This is the real government worldwide.
And Alex, not so secretive anymore, because we have you there in Texas, not sitting down and shutting up. Always good to have your analysis. Alex Jones, radio host, live there for us in Texas.
All right, folks. We didn't edit that clip. Our computer froze in the middle of it for a few seconds. But there it is, laid out in 5.5, 6 minutes, exactly what's going on. We've run out of time in this segment to play Law Would Empower Hillary Clinton to Revoke Citizenship of Whoever She Deems Terrorist. That's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to cover that and the economy when Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us coming up in the next hour. But when we come back, I want to go ahead and get into the whole La Reconquista situation and how the government and the media is behind this. And a Raw Story article, machete trailer recut to blast Arizona immigration law sparks wild race war fears. And then it implies that it's not even a real movie. No, it's on IMDb. It's a real movie coming out September 3rd, 2010. And we're going to talk about the fact that this isn't just some standalone video. This isn't just some standalone film. This is all part of something that's being sold to the Hispanic community. And I know about this and because people in the Hispanic community who are working inside this film are concerned about it and the backlash it's going to cause. And that's why Fox has pulled the trailer. Pulled the trailer.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark
I have 8 pages of handwritten notes here, double-sided, of points I'd like to make about this subject. But in the interest of time, let me just cut right to the chase. I discovered in high school and then in college that not Hispanics, but white teachers, white professors, didn't matter what class it was, in high school, in college, told me America's bad, the U.S. stole the Southwest, basically white people are bad. And then I began to research Mecha, La Raza. La Raza means for those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And this is from the National Council of La Raza's own website. The term La Raza has its origins in the 20th century Latin American literature and translates to English to mean the people of the race, or according to some scholars, the Hispanic people of the New World. So it is a racial movement. And I saw the signs and the rallies. And one time I got invited down by the Libertarian Longhorns and the Young Conservatives for a Texas Independence Day rally at UT. And I didn't know how political this was. So I went down there to talk about Texas and freedom and the Second Amendment. And people in Aztec outfits were running around. People grabbed the birthday cake, ate it, spit it all over the cake, called me a racist. So I thought, and this was like 14 years ago. I'd just gotten on air. So I thought, I better research this more. So I learned about the plan of San Diego, the plan to kill all whites above the age of 16, and some plans above the age of 14. I did the research. And then I discovered that the Ford Foundation, the CIA, the federal government had spent billions of dollars in the colleges, in the high schools, trying to make sure that Hispanics don't feel like they're Americans. Because the globalists have got a problem if tens of millions of people in this country who are Hispanic become patriots. And a lot of the culture leans towards that. The only liberation theology there can be is communist or socialist or violent. And you've got all these videos of professors and others we've played, you know, where they say racist things about white people, Chicano studies, how they're going to take over, go home pilgrim. There's been all these new videos the last few weeks, illegals marching and burning down a restaurant and attacking 20 plus businesses and attacking police in Arizona, Santa Cruz. And it only makes local news, doesn't make national news. And so this is a problem. And then on Cinco de Mayo, I was sent a trailer for the new film Machete, comes out in September 3rd. And people are in such denial, they're saying this isn't even a real movie coming out September 3rd. And I watched it, and it basically, all the white people are racist, all the white people are evil, they're bad, they set up Machete, who's this federale, to try to kill, and so he agrees, to try to kill a senator who is for controlling the borders, played by Robert De Niro. But it turns out it's the senator in a false flag, that's how much that's gotten into the culture now, trying to stage a killing of himself so that he gets political power. And so then Machete, with armies of illegal aliens, says, we didn't cross the border crossed us, and it shows the Border Patrol people and the gringos getting hacked up with machetes. And on the cover of the movie poster, it says, now he's a brutal savage who must slaughter to stay alive. In fact, zoom in on this for me, guys. It says Machete. And this is put out by Robert Rodriguez. And the reason that it's so serious is this just dovetails with everything else that's going on. This fits right into the culture. And then I discovered that Fox had got into a bidding war, Fox Studios, 20th Century Fox, and had gotten this away from the Weinsteins, and that they were putting it out. So then Friday, I saw Fox News articles, New York Post articles, you know, with the headline that Robert Rodriguez film, you know, has a message for Arizona, you know, basically violence. And then they pulled those articles, and then over the weekend, I got phone calls from people that work inside Rodriguez's production. They're finishing up Machete right now, and it's star-studded cast. Jessica Alba, Cheech Marin, Robert De Niro, Don Johnson, Steven Seagal, the list goes on and on. And so when we come back, I'm going to break this down. I mean, the problem is I can't really be eloquent about it if I'm in a hurry. I could spend hours on this subject. So why am I concerned about this? We'll explain that on the other side. But a machete trailer recut to blast Arizona immigration law sparks wild race war fears. Well, we're going to show you what's really happening in America and how it parallels this film. Notice how this is coming out while what's happening in Arizona is unfolding. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Lindsay Lohan, you've got Jessica Alba, Robert De Niro, Don Johnson, Cheech Marin. The list goes on and on in this film. And before I even put my video out Sunday morning, we shot it Saturday, before I ever even covered this, Fox Studios pulled the trailer that they released. Now, why did they pull the trailer? Why are they scouring the web? It already had 3 million views just on one version of it. Because they understand the liability. By having the star of the film, Machete, say this is a Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona. We're going to play that in a moment. This is now the self-censored trailer. We can play it. It's fair use to document what's happening. When Fox finally realized what had been released, of course, they understood And they pulled Fox News articles about it. They pulled New York Post articles that are also owned by News Corp. Because the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. Their film division put the trailer out. And their director, Robert Rodriguez, put it out. And then Fox TV started attacking it, saying this thing looks like it's calling for violence. And again, the white people are the racist. You know, it's got all this stuff in it. It's just terrible. And I was contacted by Hispanic members of the production on Friday. I'd already seen this on, I guess, Wednesday or Thursday, whatever Cinco de Mayo was, when they released it. I was sent it, and I was shocked, but I really didn't know what to say. I didn't get to it, basically. And I was thinking about calling Rodriguez first, you know, to say, is your film really, I mean, you know, what is this? Because I know Machete 3 years ago had just been a trailer in another one of his films. But I went and looked it up. It was coming out September 3rd. It is a full-length movie, star-studded, big budget, shot here in Austin, shot at the Capitol, the Texas Capitol. And it's got an anti-immigration, anti-open border senator played by Robert De Niro. And they say, our, you know, Mexican people are being deported. Well, the quote is, illegal Americans are being deported, and it's hurting all of us. Because of this, the senator must die. And then the star, Machete, who's a federale, they just think he's some guy they picked up off the street. He agrees, we've got to kill the gringo. And he goes to kill the senator, and then they try to kill him to do a false flag. That's actually what the film is whether Rodriguez knows it or not, it's a false flag against Hispanics. And that's why the Hispanic members of his crew that separately contacted me, they didn't know that each other were contacting me. Because I said to the second person, I said, I was just contacted by somebody else. Did you know that? And they said, no. And I said, well, what's in the film? And they said, well, we really can't tell you, but it's what's in the trailer and worse. So I said, what's in the trailer is the film. And they said, yeah, you can look it up in some reviews and articles where you can find out more. But basically, we're concerned about a backlash against Hispanic Americans and that it's could really cause some serious problems. And I said, what, race war? And they just said, look, one guy didn't say very much. He just said, you need to look into it. And then the other person specifically said, yes, backlash against Hispanics, basically makes Hispanics look like a bunch of murdering savages. It's going to scare white people. This is the border we didn't cross the border. It crossed us. And, you know, people with machetes, and Don Johnson saying, I want to get that Mexican. I want to hang him. And Robert De Niro going, look at these cockroaches. Look at these Mexican cockroaches. So it shows the whites as evil. And then they put a trailer out saying this is a message to Arizona. And then it cuts to all the slashing and killing. And then meanwhile, here's Raw Story, Machete trailer recut to blast Arizona immigration law sparks wild race war fears. And then the article basically makes fun of me. Fox had already pulled these trailers. They admit they've pulled it, and that's later in the article. Why did they do that before I ever even covered it? Anyone who watches this, anyone that knows what's happening in the political atmosphere and climate knows. I mean, this is 90% chance, this 100% chance it's going to create division and bad stereotypes. I'd say over a 90% chance, at least a 90% chance that somebody's going to act on this. I mean, you already got firebombings in Santa Cruz, the police being attacked in Miami and Phoenix. You've already got all these clips of people saying, we'll use our pickaxes and rise up against you. You've got all these student groups and professors and teachers saying, Plan of San Diego, we're going to get the gringos, we're going to rise up, we're coming. And it's historical that machetes in Latin America, especially in Central America and Southern North America, they've had what they call the machete uprisings in Chiapas and, of course, in Yucatan by the native Indians that have been persecuted by the Spanish Mexicans down there. See, I happen to know the history. So anybody that knows the history is concerned by this. And it says, what happens if the movie is based on a fake trailer? And a second politicized fake trailer is leaked to help promote it. So they're implying here in the article, written by Ron Breinart. So, again, they imply it's not even real. No, this is a real movie coming out. Weeks after putting out an alert about illegal immigrants allegedly plotting armed rebellion with shovels and axes, well, they were saying, we're going to attack you with shovels and pickaxes, and then they attacked the police. I mean, that happened in Phoenix, and we've played the video. The Americans for Legal Immigration PAC is now concerned that a new film, which depicts an army of machete and AK-47-wielding illegal aliens, is a violent uprising. Last Thursday, the New York Post and the New York Daily News wrote the headline, Don't Mess with Robert Rodriguez. The Mexican filmmaker recut an illegal trailer about illegal aliens for his new Mexploitation flick, Machete, for Cinco de Mayo, A Message to Arizona. Rodriguez passed along the re-edited film promo to Ain't It Cool News, and I know Harry Knowles, he's a nice guy, to denounce the state's recently passed immigration legislation, which makes it a crime for immigrants not to carry their documents. This is Machete, a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona, star Danny Trejo says, before unleashing a slew of violent, expletive-filled, and sexy scenes from the film. And we haven't edited this trailer that's now been shut down and censored everywhere, except for the cuss words that you're about to see. The trailer offers glimpses of Jessica Alba and Michelle Rodriguez in the trademark eye patch favored by contemporary B-movies, not to mention Robert De Niro and Lindsay Lohan. The paper notes that Machete is a full-length version of the fake trailer Robert Rodriguez and Quentin Tarantino directed in Grindhouse 2007 and is set for release September 3rd. The controversial anti-immigration group appears to be a bit confused at the difference between a trailer and the full motion picture. No, this is what the film's about, is an uprising in Texas, so they're saying it's a message to Arizona. And we've now got the plot of the movie. It's exactly what we thought. It's a false flag event. And it just goes on. It says Fox has now pulled the content and pulled articles about it and pulled the trailer. It says Alex Jones and his prison planet Empire have also launched a crusade against the flick based on the illegal trailer. No, we haven't called for pulling it. We haven't. We've just simply pointed out that if that's the content of the film, and it is, a political violent message against the gringo, this is going to cause problems. In late April, Raw Story reported political debates based on arguments and reasoning are becoming passé in modern day. Then it goes on to imply that we're just lying and making this up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not making anything up. That's why before I even covered this on Sunday, before I said word one, when that video went live, my video exposing this that Aaron Dykes put together, and did a great job, by the way, on Sunday, that now has about 100,000 views, just on one version. Fox had already pulled it. Fox had pulled articles critical of it. They don't even want you knowing about this. And I had been contacted by Hispanics who worked on the crew who've seen the film, and they are concerned. Now, I'm not telling Rodriguez what to do. I know he's editing the film, finishing it right now. Do what you want, buddy. I'm just getting it on record that because you mix this in with Arizona and are now basically blurring the lines and implying that this is what needs to be done, I hope to heaven you have some restraint. I have to have restraint every day. I've got to watch what I say about calling for violence or implying it. Look at Hatari Militia. Federal judges ordered them released now. They were arrested and charged with terrorism and weapons of mass destruction for having guns and for saying on an audio tape, we may have to fight the government one day if this continues. Meanwhile, you've got these illegal alien rallies where they're saying things 100 times more serious. And I'm against violence, folks. And this is going to hurt Hispanics. People will think, oh, well, you know, because I've seen the comments on my video that I posted. Aha, cracker, gringo, you're going to get it. You know, white people are evil. And I link over to their page and they've got all this La Raza and Metro stuff up there. It's just so stupid. This is about playing everyone off against each other. Okay, just like the government's been caught funding the Klan and Hal Turner and the white supremacists and radicalizing the Black Panthers and black professors saying we've got to exterminate all whites. We played that last week. This is adding to this divide and conquer atmosphere. And so it shows the political correctness, though, that you got a film where Hispanics are savages, white people are all racist, and anybody that wants to control the border, which every other nation does, including Mexico, you're evil. You're bad. I mean, this is outrageous. This is politically laced. This is what's in the film. What is in this trailer is what is in this film. And notice, he wanted to make this back in the mid-1990s when he was already a successful director. They never picked it up. It's now been funded in the last year and a half by Fox Studios, and it's now coming out because the system, not that Rodriguez is, I think, CIA or part of this, but look at the timing. The system knows when to use things. So let's play the trailer here, the censored, self-censored trailer by Fox, 20th Century Fox Studios. Before I ever covered this, they were pulling it because, again, I'm being contacted by the crew who are Hispanic and are upset about this. They're not stupid. Here it is.
This is Machete with a special Cinco de Mayo message to Arizona.
They called him Machete.
$70 a day for yard work. $100 for roofing.
Get in.
$125 for septum.
Have you ever killed anyone before? As you know, illegal Americans are being forced out of our country at an alarming rate. For the good of both our people, the senator must die.
He was given an offer he couldn't refuse.
Make no mistake, we are at war. Every time an illegal dances across our border, it is an act of aggression against this sovereign state, an overt act of terrorism.
Set up, double cross, and left for dead.
You think what you do is right? Taking your brothers and sisters in, deporting them back to their own personal hells. It's a law. There are many laws.
You want me to help you kill all these men?
Yes, bro.
I'll see what I can do. The score. He gets the women.
There's nothing I'd like more than to see that Mexican dance the bolero at the end of a rope.
And he kills the bad guys.
We didn't cross the border! The border crossed us!
Steven Seagal, Robert De Niro. Machete.
Well, this cucaracha's got AK-47s and he's laying waste everything that gets in his f***ing path.
But they soon realized they just f***ed with the wrong Mexican. Machete.
Now, this is the first official trailer. Now, let's go to a clip from 2 weeks ago. Minutes after this lady and others said, we'll rise up with our pickaxes and attack you, the police were then attacked and stood down. Now imagine if a Tea Party did this. They'd be called terrorists all over the news. Or if a Tea Party burned down a restaurant and attacked 20 shops in Santa Cruz. Now here is this lady. I mean, this is what's really being said. In Mexico, the peasant uprisings are symbolized by machetes, whereas in European history, it's by pitchforks. So this is a pitchfork movie where the gringos are bad, and it mirrors what's actually being said. Here's a clip.
We will not stop. We will take up our shovels and our pickaxes, and we break the land and make your landscaping and clean your toilets and our toilets. We will use them against you. Believe that.
Okay, now I want to go to break. With another clip here, this is L.A. teacher, he's at UCLA with some of his high school students, calling for Mexican revolt in the United States. And folks, this is all just in the last week. Just go put La Raza, Mecha, professor calls for violence. I mean, you'll have UT Dallas, head of Chicano studies, you'll have just hundreds of clips, hundreds and hundreds of clips, saying, we don't want white people here. We're going to get you. We're going to go out to break with this, come back and finish it up. Here it is.
I want to start off by saying that the young man who spoke a little while ago was one of my students. And that made me so proud because I know that our people have strong leaders for years and years to come. as a militante of Unión del Barrio, a revolutionary Mexican organization here, we understand what the camarada is saying. You're right, this is not just about Mexico. This is about a global struggle against imperialism and capitalism.
Yes.
But we know that all of that is happening in the context that where we now stand is stolen, occupied Mexico. Yeah.
That's sedition.
And the message that we bring is we want to bring a little bit of more of a revolutionary context to this. Why is it that these people, these frail, racist, white people, want to keep us out of this country? It's not because simply the color of our skin. It's not simply because they just want to exploit us. Let me tell you why. Because on this planet right now, of 6 billion people, at the forefront of the revolutionary movement is the raza. When you go to Venezuela, when you go, we have the long history and example of our comandante, Fidel Castro Ruz. We got Hugo Chavez, Evo Morales, we got Brazil, Ecuador.
All right, hit pause.
You name it.
We're going to come back and finish this. And then he goes on to say, you are revolutionaries. We're going to overthrow the United States for communism. And we're going to kick the frail white people out of here. Now, that is somebody who says he's a Mexican and he's on government payroll and he's not going to get fired. He's not going to get in trouble. He's going to be promoted. He'll probably end up being mayor.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
When you go, we have the long history and example of our comandante, Fidel Castro Ruz. We got Hugo Chavez, Evo Morales, we got Brazil, Ecuador, you name it. We have nine left of center government immigrants in Latin America right now. And they know something that a one young Argentine called Che Guevara said. It was called the domino theory. And he knew that every single country would go revolutionary, one after the other, after the other, after the other. So what do they fear? They know that every single country, they know that we no longer will fall to these lies called borders. We know that a Salvadoran and a Guatemalan and a Nicaraguense, a Mexicano, there's no damn difference. We are all one people. So with that in mind, we see ourselves, all of us here, as the northern front of a Latin American revolutionary movement. More than 40 million of our people north of the Rio Grande. That means to them there's 40 million potential revolutionaries north of the border, inside the belly of the beast. So when you think about why do they want to kick us, of all people, out, that's why. Because they know that we now know the truth. They know that now we are raza, we're professionals, we're educators, we are revolutionary students. What does that mean? We are not just a regular culture anymore. We are a culture of revolutionary spirit. And that's the fear. So with that being said, I want to leave you with this. As a revolutionary, and with revolutionary context, let's be clear about one thing. Our enemy is not the Minutemen. Quote me. Our enemy is not the Minutemen. Because the Minutemen are not the ones who have killed over 4,600 people at those borders. That our enemy is the same enemy as Hugo Chavez. That Hugo Chavez has. Our enemy is the same enemy that keeps Africa poor. Our enemy is the same enemy that keeps Asia poor. Our enemy is capitalism and imperialism. Okay? I'm finished with this to respect the time. If we are serious about making change, if you are serious about making change, let me tell you, the struggle will go on for many more years after we leave UCLA. Reading a book or writing a book or teaching a class, that is not part of the movement. What you do 24 hours a day as a professional revolutionary, that is what is going to lead our people and all people to liberation.
Okay, viva la raza. Again, he's saying these frail white people, don't worry about them. It's the system. It's the Border Patrol. And in the new Machete film, they go to the Border Patrol, Hispanic members, and get them to then go preach, we didn't cross the border, the border crossed us, with machetes. Think about it. Hispanic Americans in San Francisco who had American flag shirts were kicked out of school. There's a new video where a girl in California drew a picture of an American flag and was told that was bad by her teacher. This is the mindset. And then we've got new video of people driving with an American flag on their car and the illegals running up and pulling it down. Just the sight of the flag, because this is Mexico. Not Spain, not France, not all the other countries that had part of the Southwest. Mexico was just one country that had a claim on it. No, it belongs to Mexico. And how many clips could I play where the pilgrims need to go home and all this? But this is being done to create division. And Robert Rodriguez is being used with his film. Already have violence breaking out. And we're going to see what happens in September.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's the headline up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Kagan, she's to be the new Supreme Court judge, justice. Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. Here's another CNN piece. We also have an MSNBC piece. Law would empower Hillary Clinton to revoke citizenship of whomever she deems to be a terrorist. What does the bills in the Senate state? No judge, no jury. You just get arrested. You get drug off into the hinterland. That guy's reprint me that belligerent act, Infowars.com, from Paul Watson 2 months ago. I want to actually go over the bill, not the bill itself. You printed that last week. I want to just show people because that article has the subsections. I want to cover this with Tarpley coming up after we get into what's happening with the global meltdown, with the economy, with the euro, with the trillion that just got grabbed. Now, that said, Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. And it's now admitted that she literally has no judicial experience. But she is a Goldman Sachs minion. She is an acolyte of Cass Sunstein, who says ban free speech in America. Arrest people that say man-made global warming isn't real. I mean, you got to go read their quotes. They write public papers on this. This is tyranny. And the school teacher who's at UCLA calling for revolution in the United States for communism, he says hate speech is not free speech. That's the big banner behind him. So we don't get our free speech. We don't even get our mild free speech. You've seen the mainstream media trying to frame yours truly. When Nightline was here 2 weeks ago, supposedly going to air tomorrow night. We'll see if that happens. In fact, did you call Nightline? They said it was going to air this Wednesday. We want to make double sure. Thank you. Yeah, here it is. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. We're going to go over this and dovetail it with Kagan. Disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. So you think about this. Americans that want free market, want private property, want Second Amendment, something that no one else worldwide has. They've taken most of the farmers' land, just stroke of the pen, in Australia, supposedly for the carbon tax. I mean, I can play mainstream news pieces saying it's good. You know, the farmers are shutting down. They're not allowed to have sheep anymore or cows. It hurts the earth. I mean, just you just don't get the land. I mean, just so draconian. No, the revolutionaries are for slavery. They're for collectivism. And that's because our government and our CIA and our media, these parasite organizations, the only avenue of revolution that they're taught about is one into big government tyranny. And that's why the big government funds all of this. Hate speech is not free speech. The banner behind him reads. You can read the full banner when that lady walks over to him to tell him his time's up. Just incredible. Absolutely off the charts amazing. And they want the American people at each other's throats. But I tell you, it was buoying. It made me feel a lot better Sunday when I only took calls from Hispanic Americans. And I said, you can call in if you disagree with me. If you agree, you can call in if you're from Mexico and disagree with me. Every caller called in and said, I want to be an American. I want the Second Amendment. I want private property. I know what's going on. But they did say, my daughter, my son, my neighbor, they're now part of Raza. They're now communist. They now want the overthrow of America. They call me a porcho, which means rotten fruit. It's like Uncle Tom. Why? Because you want to own your own property? You want to have a chance to not be taxed into oblivion? Look what NAFTA and GATT has done. And it's hurt Mexico. They forced the people off their land, forced them up to maquiladoras. Now those have almost completely shut down. It's all moved to China. I don't blame people for wanting to come here. And if we didn't have a big welfare system where they got them here, made them dependent, got them on the government dole, trained them to be anti-Second Amendment, it wouldn't be that bad. But you notice what the communist says. He says, it isn't that these frail white people don't like us because we're brown. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's because they don't like communism. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, where are Hispanic leaders who call for patriotism and fighting the New World Order? They're out there. They need radio shows. They need to be elevated. They need to lead people. Like the great folks at We Are Change San Antonio. Most of them are Hispanic. These are patriots. Like Medina and others. We need to lift them up. We need to promote them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dog chewed your remote control, lost your remote, or is your remote control just not working? Let ReplacementRemotes.com replace or fix it for you. We carry a complete line of remote controls for all brands of TV, home audio, or DVD remotes, including old or hard-to-find remote controls. We also can repair or fix your remote control. Visit ReplacementRemotes.com for all your remote control needs. Use coupon code ALEX for a 5% discount. We also carry hotel and hospital remote controls. Visit ReplacementRemotes.com or call us at 336-377-2220. That's ReplacementRemotes.com, 336-377-2220.
ReplacementRemotes.com, ReplacementRemotes.com. If you need a remote control, ReplacementRemotes.com.
For all your remote control needs, visit ReplacementRemotes.com, 336-377-2220.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he has a doctorate in economics and of history. Webster Griffin Tarpley's predictions are devastatingly accurate. They would call him a progressive. I mean, he does believe in government options. I don't completely agree with some of his views on that, but his analysis of the markets and the power structure is one of the most accurate out there. And he's written two books, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, about the controlled left, Reverend Wright, the Mecha La Raza stuff, and Obama, the Postmodern Coup. And I've got him on this hour and a little bit into the next. to talk about the 1,000-point drop, what's happening in Greece. Now it was 150 billion, then 600 billion, now a trillion. Now they want more than a trillion. The White House has Kagan saying, this is a quote, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. She's a Larry Summers minion, a Cass Sunstein minion. There's another, we've got CNN and MSNBC saying it's good that Hillary Clinton can strip you of your citizenship and secretly arrest you if she wants. We'll cover that before Webster leaves. I mean, this is bona fide tyranny, and they're about to have a Supreme Court justice who would be more at home in Nazi Germany or Maoist China. Now, I want to put a plug in here. The people are ready to be awakened. The people are ready to hear the truth. The people are ready to fully understand what's happening. Two films. The Obama Deception, out over a year, with Webster Tarpley, the most successful film I've ever released. People will see this. Everything in it came true. Part two, out for 6 months, Fall of the Republic. Tarpley's one of the key people. Max Kaiser's in it, many others, Jesse Ventura. You have got to get this film and make copies and show it to everyone. We break down exactly what the banks would do, how they'd go after Greece next, a year ago. Okay? Two new films, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, documenting NORTHCOM, the Homeland Security Takeover Program, the executive orders, the arrest of citizens, what they're really setting up. Conservatives have got to see this particularly, and liberals, so they understand anti-terror is for the American people. Such an important film, a year in the making. Jason Burmese's new film, a year and a half in the making, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, that it's really an old world order of finance oligarchs, their crimes, their narcotics trafficking, all of it available at Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase also funds our operation. We're not funded by the Ford Foundation or by the New World Order. We're funded by your support, and I want to thank you. You have made what we do here possible. Get the book, Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, if you want to really know what's going on, what's behind Obama. Obama, The Postmodern Coup, both of these available at Infowars.com. Of course, he also wrote The Unauthorized Biography of George H.W. Bush and all of his Nazi ties. I mean, Tarpley is an equal opportunity offender. He just goes at the facts. Now, Tarpley heard me during the last segment playing the Ford Foundation operative, and all these speakers everywhere at these open borders rallies saying, we are communists, we're going to overthrow America, we're going to kick the gringos out. They want division, just like over and over again, every month, top white supremacists that comes out are feds. So Webster Tarpley, you were one of probably the leading expert, I mean, both these books cover it, on the Ford Foundation, on the CIA. Washington Post admits for 50 years they sent radical textbooks to madrasas all over the Middle East, Central Asia, really expanding the Muslim Brotherhood, expanding what the Germans had done in World War II into this ultra-radical group so that they won't politically work with others. Explain what's happening on this before we get in to the economy.
Well, just briefly on that, this raving character that you're quoting is all over many radio stations. Rush Limbaugh gave a great deal of attention to this character. And the obvious truth about him is this is not some authentic, honest person who believes in Mao or whatever it is and wants a revolution. This is a cynical, money-grubbing shill. He is a provocateur funded by the foundations, and his job is to get out there and spout the most inflammatory rhetoric that he can so that you work people up into a hysteria. There's a grave danger this week that people would say, it's time to crush Wall Street. It's time to shut down hedge funds, wipe out derivatives, put Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs in jail. So at this point, the wonderful foundations come forward conveniently with a diversion, right, to say, don't worry about Wall Street. Don't worry about Citibank and Bank of America robbing you blind and raping your entire family and the future to come. Let's focus on wetbacks. Let's get out there and get some good anti-Hispanic, anti-Latino hysteria going, and then we can play that. That's divide and conquer. It's the oldest game in the world. And in the course of writing those books you were kind enough to mention, this is Obama's background. What do you think Jeremiah Wright was, the guy at the church who has all the abuse for America and U.S. of KKKA? Who pays him? Well, foundations pay him. They pay him to make this kind of stuff ultimately into a religion. That's what he represents. And Bill Ayers and Bernardine Dorn, what were they 30, 40 years ago, right, with their bombings of various public buildings from the Pentagon to the Capitol to New York City police headquarters? Same thing. Divide and conquer, right? Get extremists out there, make them the face of protest movements, and then it's easy to isolate and destroy the protest movement. In other words, it's time to wake up to manipulation. We also have this American Indian movement, right? We have all kinds of foundation-funded operatives in those, and in the Hispanic community. There's La Raza. They get their money, a lot of it, from the Ford Foundation.
Oh, no. I mean, they're completely bankrolled. They're completely bankrolled by the Ford Foundation and the Fortune 500. But let's go back. Robert Rodriguez put a trailer out for a film coming out in 4 months in September, September 3rd. And we, by the way, just got the script. It's what we thought. I have people inside his organization separately contact me who are Hispanic. And they said, we're worried about a backlash against Hispanics on this. We wish you would cover it. And all I had was the trailer. Fox has now pulled the trailer, but it shows that all whites are basically racist. An uprising of, you know, machete Hispanics have to fight the racist gringos. It says that we didn't cross the border. The border crossed us. I don't think Rodriguez is a bad guy.
I don't know about this guy. I'm talking about this character who makes this speech in this.
No, I know. But I mean, that's standard for these things. But this is what I'm saying. What do you think of a major movie injecting the same type of rhetoric put out by 20th Century Fox?
I don't know. This movie is something I haven't seen, and I haven't been able to pay any attention to it in the midst of this financial panic. But the one thing we know is that the people who lead these movements are provocateurs. They're paid agents of foundations. Then, of course, you have dupes. You have people who get caught up into the ideological extremism and the fanaticism, and it becomes cool, and it becomes the way to go, so they go with the flow. I can't comment on individuals, obviously, but the general idea that you should now focus on questions of race or ethnicity is pure insanity. The great rule of politics is fight Wall Street. If you're not fighting bankers, you're spinning your wheels. You're cutting your own throat. You're betraying every value. Because the main center of evil is in Wall Street, and people have got to deal with it and wake up.
Okay, I want to go over all this. This just broke minutes ago. Senate unanimously approves measure to audit the Fed, but there were two different bills. I don't know if this is...
It's been watered down. It was watered down because Rahm Emanuel issued a threat to Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders rolled over in the last 2 days and radically diminished what was being audited. So there is some auditing. It's a precedent. You will have the General Accounting Office go into the Fed and find out something about 2007, 2008. But it's very limited. It's much less than was originally planned. But at least it gets a wedge in there. So take it from there. It's a beginning, not an end.
All right, Webster. I just want to put an end cap on the issue. That's why I've been covering this, is because people, even inside the production, are worried it's going to cause a backlash. So you agree with me, plus that's the evidence, that this is a foundation-funded operation to divide Americans and basically, just like white supremacists, try to intimidate whites to join them, saying, how dare you? There's a move by the foundations to radicalize Hispanics.
Absolutely. This is beyond question. Now, the specific case, again, I don't know it. You know that much better than I do. But as a general rule, people who are now coming out with inflammatory, ethno-cultural, racist, xenophobic, nativist, know-nothing stuff, or on the other side, you know, the anti-gringo idiocy, this is simply an obvious ploy. These are provocateurs. This is a foundation strategy to divide and conquer, and the beneficiary is in Wall Street, so let's turn our attention to them.
And then meanwhile, you've got all over the country, kids can't wear American flags in the school. I mean, that shows the brainwashing is working. I mean, I don't think the false flag is down to the local school.
These are ideological fanatics. In other words, these are people who, in a crisis like this, when you have the entire society collapsing, many people, especially in the petty bourgeoisie, typically teachers, people like this, they go bonkers, right? They don't know what to do anymore, right? The world is collapsing before their eyes, right? The stock market goes down 1,000 points in 10 minutes. Their world is collapsing. So you can expect all kinds of bizarre, extreme behavior. But I wouldn't get so worried about this. Turn the fire on Wall Street. Street is the great rule.
Well, that's why we've got you here 5 minutes into the next hour, and then we've got one of the people that's in the great new film, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, featuring R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Evan Vieira, Richard Mack, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, Tom DeWeese, and many, many others. Great new film with 10th Amendment, states' rights info, the difference between democracy and a republic, mob rule and the republic. Gary Franchi and William Lewis present Don't Tread on Me. It comes out next week. You can pre-order it now at Infowars.com. You want to educate people about states' rights, 9th and 10th Amendment, powerfully done. And, of course, I'm a big part of it. Don't Tread on Me, now available at Infowars.com. Okay, Webster, what we're going to do then is I want you to break down what's happening with the 1,000-point plunge, with the financial terrorism, the trillion, and now they want more than a trillion, and it's just getting worse by the minute. We will cover all of that on the other side and what this is leading to. Is this the beginning of the giant worldwide financial meltdown that Webster's talked about for more than a decade? Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make.
Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north, the rest is on.
Okay, Webster, I got so many questions. What's happening with Angela Merkel, Nicolas Sarkozy, Gordon Brown stepping down? $150 billion goes to $1 trillion. The 1,000-point drop. Just a whole other crisis out of the middle of nowhere, but not for our listeners. You've been for several years saying it would start in Europe and Greece. Webster, break it down.
Well, maybe we should start with the 1,000-point drop, since that was the dramatic thing last Thursday afternoon between about 2:30 and 3 o'clock. That wiped out, in theory at least, in terms of paper wealth, $1 trillion of paper wealth wiped out in about 10 or 15 minutes. And then, of course, they rushed back in with the plunge protection team, the PPT, the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. And by massive buying of futures in Chicago, they were able to updraft the New York market so that it came back. But now, over these days, we're getting an idea of what happened. So let me just set the stage. By Thursday of last week, there was already a panic that was building up. And the panic comes out of the fact that a group of hedge funds, a group of hedge fund hyenas, led by Soros, led by Greenlight Capital, led by Brigade Capital, led by Paulson and Company, but with Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and others also taking part. All of this written up in the Wall Street Journal. Nothing secret about it. They had decided to attack the bond market of Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy as a way to find a weak flank to get at the euro. And the goal of that, of course, was to save the world predominance of the dollar by driving the euro down. This is the only way you could make the dollar look good, is to make the euro look very bad. So they began that last December after Dubai went bankrupt out there in the Persian Gulf. So with this, they had generated then a systemic crisis, as it's been admitted to have been over the weekend. So by Thursday, we were on the brink. We were going into a systemic crisis, and the market was already down about 350 points, which is, I guess, quite substantial these days. Now, you got to remember in the background that about two-thirds, three-quarters of all trades don't go through the New York Stock Exchange anymore. They go through electronic platforms, and that most of the volume, probably three-quarters or four-fifths of that, of the stocks that are traded by high-frequency traders who are actually hedge funds acting for their own accounts. So you've got high-frequency trading. These are thousands of transactions per second with no human input. The humans find out what happened later on. They're programmed computers. You've got flash trading, a variation on that, and then you've got program trading in general. So the news that I think is coming out now after the investigation, according to the Wall Street Journal of today, you have a hedge fund called Universa Investments of Santa Monica, California. And Universa Investments, again, it's a hedge fund. It's one of these deregulated operations that flies below the radar of the Securities and Exchange Commission. Nobody knows what they do most of the time. Now we find out an example. $6 billion under management. And the interesting thing about this is that this is associated with a famous theoretician. This guy's name is Nassim Taleb. And he is a theoretician of being a hedge fund hyena, which he is. And he's the author of this book called The Black Swan, The Impact of the Highly Improbable, which he wrote then in the wake of the panic in 2008. So the story now is that around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, a little bit later than that, this Universa Investments buys 50,000 stock options, derivatives, in Chicago on the Chicago Board Options Exchange. And these 50,000 stock option derivatives contracts are a bet saying that if the S&P 500, one of the leading stock indices, if the Standard & Poor's 500 falls from the current level of 1145 when they made the contract to 800, then Universa Investments gets $4 billion, quite a nice piece of change. And this contract was bought by Barclays Capital, the representative of a British bank, actually one of the British banks that helped to drive Lehman Brothers into bankruptcy back in 2008. So Universal Investment successfully does this transaction. So if the S&P 500 crashes, they get $4 billion. Now, the market continues to fall. At this point, Barclays Bank realizes, oh, my God, it's falling. If it reaches 800, we'll have to pay Universa $4 billion right away. So they, what the Barclays people then start doing is hedging. In other words, they start selling other things so that they're covered against the fall. And this then builds up into a snowball and a cascade. And within 10 or 20 minutes, you've got more panic, a couple of high-frequency traders drop out, and then you've got your market plunge.
All right, stay there. Then we'll look at what's happening in Europe and what comes next. Webster Tarpley's our guest. Key information straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
With the implementation of Codex Alimentarius, it is clear that we must act quickly to avoid losing our freedom of choice where personal health preferences are concerned. As of January 1st, 2010, Codex Alimentarius was implemented within the European Union, resulting in the restricted sale of many natural supplements, including colloidal silver. We must take immediate steps to assure a continuing supply of colloidal silver for ourselves and our families. Act now to acquire the means of producing this beneficial supplement in the privacy of your own home. Colloidal silver is a powerful antipathogenic used for more than 200 years as a natural alternative to costly drugs and their dangerous, unpredictable side effects. Go to www.silverlungs.com for more information on how to secure your freedom of choice by producing your own colloidal silver right from home. That's www.silverlungs.com. Silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold mine.
Webster Tarpley is our guest. Coming up, I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court nominee, Kagan. I mean, this woman is an open authoritarian, 100% anti-American on record. And they're even admitting she has almost no judicial experience. And they say, oh, that's good. She's an outsider who believes they can violate the First Amendment and arrest citizens. She supports the legislation where you can be secretly stripped of citizenship and shipped away. And this has a good chance of passing. I mean, that's how serious the times are. This is bona fide, hardcore tyranny. Going back to Webster Griffin Tarpley. Okay, so we have the 1,000-point drop. The Wall Street Journal is even admitting this. That ties into what our guest yesterday was saying with these pre-sale orders and this manipulation. Now we hear it's Greece, $156 billion, then it's $600 billion, then it's a trillion. Now today, the Reuters headline, they need more than a trillion. And people are saying, where is the money going? What's happening? They're saying this came out of nowhere. Well, not according to you, Gerald Celente, Dr. Roberts, many others we've had on. This was all coming. I mean, we a year ago put this in the Obama deception. We named Greece. You named Portugal. You named Spain. You named Italy. Right down the list, and now the UK. Our debt ratios in the U.S. are as high as Greece. They're saying austerity. That's all you talk about in the Obama deception and the fall of the Republic. And the head of the IMF laughs 2 weeks ago and says the good times are over. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to take over the whole economy. So what's happening in Europe? Where is this going? What's behind it?
Well, the common basis between this catastrophe in Wall Street, the 1,000-point drop, and the attack on Greece is a couple of things. Hedge funds using derivatives. Hedge funds using derivatives attacked the New York stock market, and hedge funds using derivatives attacked Greece. A good reason to ban hedge funds, to ban many kinds of derivatives, to ban credit default swaps, which are the kind that are being used to attack Greece. Credit default swap means you're saying, I, sitting in a basement in my bathrobe, am an insurance company, and I can sell credit default swaps as insurance against the bankruptcy of some company that I know nothing about, and I have no cash reserves, and there's no state registration, there's no authority over me. It's absolute lawlessness. This is now the free market. It's the abyss. So it's time to re-regulate all of that. Now, in terms of the Europeans, we talked, I believe, on Sunday night when they were putting this together. What was already clear then was that this was a systemic crisis. In other words, a breakdown crisis threatening the disintegration of a large part of the world financial system, specifically the euro and the European Central Bank. Whatever you think of those institutions, and obviously nobody likes them. I mean, I don't like them. But the idea that a chaotic collapse and catastrophic disintegration of these things would be good for anybody is very wrong. But what is clear is by Friday, you had this systemic crisis. Trichet, the head of the European Central Bank, said so. Olli Rehn, this faceless bureaucrat of the European Commission who runs these matters for them, has said the same thing. The systemic crisis was the crisis of interbank lending, what they call the interbank plumbing. It's the willingness of Barclays Bank to lend money to Deutsche Bank and vice versa, Banco de Bilbao, Santander, Unicredito of Italy, Societe Generale of France, BNP Paribas. We know all these big European zombie banks. So they had reached the point where every bank was looking at every other bank and saying, I don't trust you because you have Greek bonds. And the other bank would say, I don't trust you because you have Portuguese bonds, and so on down the line. So that had frozen, and that had frozen by Friday. That was the emergency. That is what you had in the United States right after the collapse of Lehman Brothers there in the 15th, 20th, 25th of September, 2008. Systemic breakdown crisis. So therefore, the European finance ministers get into this emergency meeting there in Brussels on Sunday, and they come up with this $1 trillion monstrosity. And basically, everything that could be wrong with this is wrong. It's not really money. It's a commitment to come up with money. It's like Paulson coming out in 08, right, the Secretary of the Treasury saying, we will ask Congress for a $750 billion bailout of Wall Street derivatives. That has to be voted on. And you can remember, right, there was a moment when the House of Representatives said no. I think you've got 27 parliaments in the European Union that will have to vote on this. That's going to be chaotic. There may be somebody who says no. There are 16 countries that are in the euro. Not everybody who's in Europe is in the euro, and they will also have a say. The thing that ought to interest us is the International Monetary Fund of this awful Strauss-Kahn that you've just mentioned, the guy who laughs at human misery and genocide, really. They are going to give 30 billion, let's call it 40 billion U.S. dollars to Greece, And they're also supposed to come up with 250 billion euros. Let's call that, what, 200 and, let's call it 300 billion, 350 billion U.S. dollars. Let's say it comes to 400 billion U.S. dollars in loans from the International Monetary Fund to Greece and to the European Union and to these other countries. Well, remember, the U.S. government represents 17.5% of the IMF, so almost one-fifth of that money. You can say something like 70 billion U.S. dollars is being given by you, the taxpayer, to these countries. But the real culprits are those hedge funds. You can thank the hedge fund hyenas and the zombie banks, because these governments are now putting their hands in their pocket, your pocket, to get this money.
Well, that's right. The governments are going to be giving a lot of this money to the very culprits that sold them the derivatives.
Right.
And when you talk about a $1.5 quadrillion, there's no way to ever pay this off. It's designed as a financial weapon, and we have the big private banks saying, we're now going to establish a bank of the world. You're going to pay a global VAT financial, not from the banks, but from the people on all financial transactions to them. There's going to be a new UN tax that's in the news today. World Health Organization moving ahead on billions on internet and other taxes. And so boil it down for us. Where is Europe going? Why do we see Brown leaving? Why do we see Merkel in trouble, Sarkozy in trouble, saying no to the carbon tax? How do you see this fleshing out? Because now there's, you know, yesterday they said, we're saved, the trillion saves us. And then now today, I have the headlines, they say, it's not enough, it's still going down, we need more.
Well, yes, in other words, bailouts don't work. I think the two things we ought to start with is, bailouts don't work, austerity doesn't work, right? You cut the budget this year, you think you're going to balance the budget for the next year, lo and behold, you cut the budget now, your deficit will be bigger next year because your cuts have destroyed significant parts of the economic activity of society. You've taken government workers and other workers and made them into unemployed or even welfare recipients.
And we see that happening now where California raises taxes but actually cuts services and the economy implodes even faster.
Sure.
They know that.
Absolutely. That's you know, everybody has known that since Keynes and even before. It's obvious. The other thing is bailouts don't work, and we see this now. This $1 trillion was able to get the euro up by 2 American pennies, and now it's down to 1 American penny, I think, as I'm looking at the screens here. So this has failed. And if you look at the European banks, the ones that I just mentioned, Deutsche Bank and Barclays and the rest of them, they're going down today. They're down 2, 3, 4, 5%. So it is a failure. Yes, this trillion is not enough. The approach that they should have taken is to say, if you're under attack by hedge funds, ban hedge funds. Now, there was a discussion in the European Parliament yesterday that if you have hedge funds from outside of Europe that want to come in, they have to get a passport. In other words, they have to get a permit to do their speculative dirty work. And that would be a start, except that the process in the European bureaucracy, they say, takes 1 to 2 years. That's hopeless. In 2 years, there won't be any more European Union. There won't be a euro. There won't be a European Central Bank.
And by the way, you've been saying that forever and saying 2010, 2011. I mean, I just want to be on record, Tarpley, that you've been very accurate. And now they're going from always denying that the EU could collapse or that our country could collapse. They're now admitting that the euro is in serious danger of collapsing. So let's talk about A, what you think is going to unfold versus what you think they should do. We know they're not going to do what you recommend.
But you don't know that, though. Wait. Here, in terms of defaulting or a debt moratorium, there's no question that they will. They will default. They will stop paying. The only question is when, and will it be orderly, and do they have a strategy for economic recovery? Because I tell you, you look at these countries, Greece will default, guaranteed.
And that means, and so will the other nations then, like Italy, Portugal,
right.
Spain.
Yes.
What does that mean then? That means monetization. That means devaluation.
Yeah, it means that they should now say, get ahead of all that and say, look here, Greece, Portugal, Spain, Italy, Ireland, all get a debt moratorium, debt freeze. Stop payment. Just do it in an orderly, legal way now. Don't destroy the economy, because now people are complaining on Bloomberg and CNBC. They're saying, yeah, wait a minute, the Greek austerity program is already impacting the European economy in a bad way, because that means fewer orders, fewer jobs, depressed economic conditions, right, loss of activity. So that stuff doesn't work. Don't even try it. And you might as well include Iceland. You better include Latvia. Then there are some non-Euro European countries, Hungary, Romania, plus some others. Belarus,
let's stop
Ukraine.
There, though. And, of course, Ukraine. What is this going to do politically to Europe? We already see the politicians dropping like flies.
Yeah, right now, this is the other interesting news over the weekend is, remember, when you go back to Germany in 1930, 1931, 32, you get this question of ungovernability, that the parliamentary system breaks down and can't work. And this is where the U.S. is heading to. But just over the weekend, two big countries have become totally ungovernable. The British are ungovernable now because they have a hung parliament. There is no majority. There's no party that has a clear, absolute majority, 326 members of the House of Commons. Nobody has it. So now you get this very sleazy horse trading, you know, the worst side of parliamentary cretinism coming out among Gordon Brown, who's now on his way out, this Clegg, who was the darling of the media, and then this very sinister oligarch, this guy who's got the whole British aristocratic pedigree, Cameron. So, and everybody knows that what that government is going to do is take the knife to the flesh of the British people and flay them alive in order to pay for the bailouts that Gordon Brown carried out, right? He's the guy who invented the bailout for Northern Rock and for Royal Bank of Scotland and Lloyds Bank. So Britain is ungovernable. Let's look at Germany. This wretched woman, this stupid Merkel, has lost her majority in the upper house of the German parliament. This goes back to the elections on Sunday in North Rhine-Westphalia. That is the used to be the industrial heart of Europe. It used to be, well, it's Cologne, Dusseldorf, Essen, Bochum, these kinds of places. It's the biggest federal state in Germany. Now, the Christian Democrats, so-called, of Merkel, have lost 10% of their votes there. They're probably going to lose the domination of that state. You probably get a social democratic government with the Greens and maybe the Left Party. Anyway, Merkel loses it. So in Germany, you have the upper house of the parliament. It's called the Federal Council, the Bundesrat. And in this Bundesrat, that's where these states are represented. The fact that North Rhine-Westphalia has now been lost to the Christian Democrats means that Merkel can't get her stuff through, and she's already got a coalition government. So two of the biggest, probably the two most important countries in Europe from various points of view, Britain and Germany, now ungovernable, and I think that's what you have to look at rather than the fates of different politicians. The one person who could act in the crisis is Sarkozy, because thanks to General de Gaulle, the French Fifth Republic Constitution gives the French president the most sweeping emergency powers. He could come out tomorrow and say, I'm banning hedge funds, I'm banning credit default swaps, I'm banning CDOs, and other things. And they also ought to get busy on that Tobin tax, right, the sales tax on derivatives, to slow down and throw sand in the gears of these speculators.
Webster, I understand that. Specifically, though, with the decisions they're making, what does this say about the global financial system, and are you revising your forecast for a total global economic collapse? Because even if, you know, all these great policies got put in place, the black hole is already so big. I mean, we know the media is lying when they say that the economy's turned around.
Well, you can stop a depression in very short time. There's no reason to live in a depression. Anybody who says that the only thing to do in a depression is let it bottom out, let it crash down, and then you'll have a recovery, that is pure insanity, because that kills, and it's also not necessary, and it's not even true. There's no guarantee that there's some kind of business cycle that will lift you out of this. As a matter of fact, what we have now is, this is not a business cycle anymore. This is not a recession. It's a world economic depression, and it's a disintegration, and the disintegration will be the euro, as various countries catastrophically drop out, Greece, or get thrown out. You'll have panic runs on different currencies, right? Some of these non-euro places like Hungary, right? You have a panic run on them, or Poland. And then you'll have a panic run on the euro, and that will break up the European Central Bank. The British think, they kid themselves, that they can be, they can stay out of this. They're being sucked in even as we speak. The pound will go down panic run on the pound and the bankruptcy of the main British banks, that hits the U.S. directly, because we have this euro-dollar market, right? Several trillion U.S. dollars that have been parked in London for many, many decades. If the British banks get into absolute bankruptcy and panic, with panic runs on them and also on the pound, they will have to start dumping those euro-dollars, and that will be the straw that breaks the camel's back vis-a-vis the dollar. Don't wait for China or anybody else. It's going to be the British, and that's very interesting because this is the role the British have typically played in 1929, 1933, 1971, and now just now in 2008 with Barclays Bank. It's the British who generally stab the U.S. in the back at the key moment of a financial crisis by trying to save themselves or also with malice trying to export the depression to the U.S. So that means that the second wave of the depression is here, and the third wave cannot be far behind. And with the second wave is the collapse of Europe, from Greece now through the southern European euro countries to the British, and then immediately over to the U.S. And the U.S., on the U.S. side, of course, there's still room for the collapse of the dollar, panic runs out of the dollar, and, of course, panic runs on the Federal Reserve.
What happens to Asia? Mark Fauber and others are saying 90% chance in the next year that China is going to implode.
Well, I think we can start with Japan, since the big brouhaha is about sovereign debt. Japan is one of the most indebted countries. Japan has, I think, the public debt is 200% of gross domestic product. If you look on most of the lists, Japan is second only to Zimbabwe in the amount of debt. So Japan is very heavily indebted. On the other hand, Japan still has a very significant industrial economy, so they can save themselves. But they would also be candidates, ultimately, for some kind of a debt moratorium. In other words, a freeze on these debts.
Yeah, we know there's no way to pay off all these fake derivatives. It's designed to bring the world into collapse, and they'll reorganize it with this pipe dream of a world government run by bankers, as if the public worldwide is going to put up with that. I mean, that's too overt. Webster, stay there. I want to shift gears into the domestic front and the new Supreme Court nominee who wants our free speech.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
Here's a headline. This is from Raw Story from Obama supporters. You can actually read her quotes. Kagan supported detaining terror suspects indefinitely without trial, including U.S. citizens. That's your new Supreme Court nominee to be the next justice. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is the bill introduced by John McCain and others. And it says that any high-value detainee, including citizens at the direction of the Pentagon, Department of Defense, or the president, that you can be secretly arrested for any matters such as the president considers and secretly stripped of your citizenship, you can be given enhanced interrogation. Only an act of Congress can have you even released. Just total end of our system. Here's another article today. Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. We have the links to the article she's written. And she is an acolyte of Larry Summers and, of course, a minion of the White House regulations czar, Cass Sunstein, that says, and this is you can go pull up his quotes, he wrote a white paper, that if you disagree with man-made global warming, you should be arrested. It should be outlawed. I mean, imagine, we're about to have a Supreme Court justice that says we can ban speech in America. This is just, it's so bold, Webster. And I bet the Republicans are going to slide her right in there. I mean, they love this too. This is right up their alley. I mean, these people are absolute criminals. I mean, to be someone who wants to be a Supreme Court justice, who wants to ban free speech and habeas corpus, that is treason, is it not?
I guess I would say so. But here's the thing. In line with my general rule that the center of evil is Wall Street, always.
And she's one of their minions. She's Goldman Sachs.
She's from Goldman Sachs. This is the main point. Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs. Let's have another representative of Goldman Sachs taking over the government, right? It's not enough to have Geithner. It's not enough to have Summers. Geithner's chief of staff.
Paulson, Bernanke, all the major regulatory agents.
Goldman Sachs, or if not Goldman Sachs, the same thing, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and so forth. So this woman represents what was known in the 1930s as totalitarian liberalism. And this was associated with Keynes. I don't think that Keynes was anything good, even though you somehow have to talk about him in terms of economics from time to time, just to make clear what you're talking about. She's a totalitarian liberal, and that's what this stuff comes down to. I think, though, we've got to also realize what's going on in the world. If we go back to the 1930s, we see a three-part process. You have depression. Depression leads to dictatorship, right? The depression leads to Hitler, frankly, right? Nazism. And that leads to world war. Now, we're still in the beginning, or the second phase of the depression phase. The question, therefore, is stop the depression. If you don't stop the depression, you will have it necessarily, practically automatically, the collapse of representative government, the collapse of democratic institutions, the collapse of the rule of law is inevitably going to be swept away. You can see.
But how much more obvious does it have to get where you're J.P. Morgan Chase or Goldman Sachs or Citigroup or Wells Fargo in every position? Soon you won't be able to be a county judge unless you're one of their people. And I see them doing that. A dog catcher. You won't be able. I mean, literally, will Goldman Sachs people start wearing gold crowns and call themselves Emperor Maximilian III?
Well, remember, I would actually argue that J.P. Morgan Chase and probably Morgan Stanley represent even a higher level of this stuff. And
yeah, they're criminal crew.
Higher levels, right? Insurance companies in general sometimes represent a higher level of...
Well, they were the ones that passed the health care bill. That's really right. Money for them.
So, but the idea, therefore, is, I would say, it's time to develop an awareness of what this is. This is Wall Street owns Washington in the same way that it owns everything else. And if you
it's like a third world country run by the bankers. Stay there, back in 70 seconds with the final hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I just want to say at the start of this fourth and final hour that I'm so proud of my entire team, the radio production team, the TV production team, the filmmakers, the webmasters, the writers, the work we're doing at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just incredible news and information, a roadmap, a blueprint for what's happening in our world and how to take our society back. Michael Bagnarek, former nominee for the Libertarian Party for president, will be joining us. Barely survived a heart attack a few months ago, but he's up and fighting. He is coming up in the next segment. Webster, I mean, it's the top six global banks, maybe 10 if you count some big European banks, openly running around robbing everyone, creating counterfeit derivative crap that they started pushing in the late 90s, selling it to everyone, destroying everything, laughing at us. They're so full of arrogance. And they're now got a Supreme Court nominee who says ban free speech and writes public papers on it. I mean, she shouldn't be able to be a county judge, much less a toilet attendant. And they're just driving forward. I don't see how they could be successful. I mean, I see it as good news that Sarkozy's barely hanging on in France, that Merkel's barely hanging on, that even though new puppets are coming in like shark teeth behind her, you know, that this is a sign. Look at Gordon Brown. So clearly, this is very unpopular. It's illegal. And the last 4 minutes, not what you want to happen. And we had you on about your great political ideas and economic ideas, but what you think is happening. I mean, how do you see this playing out looking further? You know, 2-3 years from now, not what you want to happen, but where do you think we'll be 3 years from now?
Well, again, I believe in human liberty, and I believe in redemption. So I'd have to factor that in. But in terms of the depression, in the previous depression, you had three waves. It would have had more, but it came to an end in various countries. You had the crash of October 1929 is the first wave. Then a year and a half later, you have the collapse of Europe. Starts in Austria, Germany, Hungary, Central Europe, then Britain. So Europe is absolutely destroyed in the summer of 1931. Then in June, say, of 1932, you get the panic in the banks of Chicago and Illinois. And then rapidly it goes through various state banking systems, through Nevada, through Louisiana, despite the efforts of Huey Long, through Michigan, despite the efforts of Henry Ford. And by the last day of Hoover, every bank in the United States had shut down, and if they hadn't had a bank holiday on that following Monday, they would have all been bankrupt. You would have had an absolutely chaotic, calamitous situation. So we're now in the beginning of the second wave. We're basically back here in May, June of 1931. So we see what we're headed towards now, unless policies are radically changed, and that we can say. If you don't change your policy radically, you're going to have the chaotic breakup of the euro, the chaotic breakup of the European Central Bank, the British pound will be pulled into it, and the euro-dollar market. Now, I think that the gap, the time lapse between the second wave and the third wave now is likely to be very quick. In other words, it's not going to take 6 months for the crisis to come back here. And therefore, panic runs on the dollar, panic runs on the Federal Reserve. Japan might constitute some kind of an interlude because of their huge debt, but also, again, because...
So are you talking about a year or 6 months?
I think you're talking about less than a year, but this is very hard to say. I think the more important is the order of events. So you'll know where you are, not by the calendar, but by what's happening. Look.
And we'll have the media, because we're almost out of time, we'll be telling us that we're in milk and honey when 100 million Americans are on food stamps, not 40 million.
Look, there were panic runs on the Federal Reserve. There was a panic run on the New York branch of the Federal Reserve in the spring of 1933. There was a panic run on the Bank of International Settlements in the spring of 1933. So when you get into the third wave, which is also disintegration of national banking systems, you've also got these institutions going down. Ultimately, a panic run on the International Monetary Fund. If the IMF lends out 300 billion euros, $400 billion, then that sets them up for bankruptcy and panic.
All right, Webster, we're out of time.
All fall down.
And, of course, the ace in the hole is they're going to start a war with Iran to smokescreen this probably in the next year.
Possibly, yes. That becomes more likely as their hysteria and desperation.
Good job, Webster.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new QuickFix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633. Again, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we have her quotes, the white paper she's written. It's on CNN. It's on MSNBC. That's coming up before this broadcast ends in 52 minutes. Kagan, the new Supreme Court nominee, a minion of Larry Summers, a Goldman Sachs employee, the Harvard minion, is for banning free speech. The White House regulations are, Cass Sunstein, of course, wrote Harvard and Chicago law school papers 2 years ago calling for arresting anyone who doesn't believe in man-made global warming, anthropogenic global warming. They have such giant definitions of what should be illegal. He said people that say sunlight is good for you, though most doctors say you need some of it, that will be banned because it's dangerous. The feds are going to tell you what you can feed your kids. The federal government's ordered the state of Texas to kick kids out and the second time arrest them if they have one Jolly Rancher in their lunchbox. I mean, just you can't draw an American flag. A girl got in trouble for that. Can't have American flag shirt. Their laptops are watching kids at home, government-issued laptops, and the court's saying you're allowed to take 56,000 photos of kids at home without them knowing. Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive, if it hurts someone's feelings. Here's another one. Law would empower Hillary Clinton to revoke citizenship of whoever she deems to be a terrorist. No judge, no jury, and that, of course. Here's Raw story. The liberals even admit this. Kagan supported detaining terror suspects, including American citizens, indefinitely without trial. Paul Joseph Watson, dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This bill's working its way through. Remember last week with McCain and Lieberman, the headlines, U.S. citizens to be stripped. No judge, no jury. The Pentagon just grabs you. We're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about states' rights. What's happening, but I mean, the fact that government is coming out in the open and behaving like this, I mean, people thought Bush was bad, but the Patriot Act that Obama's expanded, or secret arrest and torture and illegal wars, and he was bad. He was a puppet. So was Obama. And the Republicans that come in will be just as bad or worse. It's just progression into tyranny. We're going to talk about this and so many other subjects. We've also gotten a new state of Texas census form that they're making kids fill out that is so intrusive, and the federal government's pushing this, training the kids to answer government questions. That's coming up in this hour. Michael Bagnarik is an American software engineer, political figure, and former radio talk show host. He was Libertarian presidential nominee for president of the United States in 2004 and placed fourth in the nation behind independent Ralph Nader. 2 years later, he ran as a Libertarian Party candidate in 2006 congressional elections for Texas' 10th congressional district, got a lot of votes in Austin. And he is a great libertarian, a former Austinite, a fellow Texan, good friend of mine. He almost died of a heart attack. In fact, if memory serves, I believe he did die for a while and had to be resuscitated. And he joins us via video Skype from his home in Texas. It is good to have you here with us, Michael Bagnarik.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. I was only dead for 10 minutes, so it really wasn't that big of a thing. I had too much liberty to help fight for, so I was just too stubborn to die.
How are you feeling?
I feel absolutely great. I went home for Mother's Day. Mom said that I've got my color back. I've gained weight. Mom was real happy with my appearance and my health. I've been feeling great since I returned to Texas in early February.
Well, Michael, there's so much to talk about, so much to discuss. I want to get into the central banks, derivatives, the Federal Reserve, all those things that you've railed against. But first, this information with the new Supreme Court nominee with public statements and white papers calling for the end of the Second Amendment, arrest whoever they want, legislation racing through to do it. I mean, this is Mao Zedong level.
It is terrifying. I travel a lot, and I don't have much time to watch television. I only found out that we had a new nominee for the Supreme Court when I was at the bus station waiting for the bus to arrive, and it's terrifying the way they are stacking the Supreme Court with people who don't recognize the difference between rights and privileges.
Well, I mean, as a constitutional scholar who you know, packs hotel ballrooms with seminars on the Constitution, break down the constitutional violations when you have a government with legislation openly saying we can keep you safe, but we need to be able to secretly arrest citizens with no trial and strip them of their citizenship and give them enhanced interrogation, i.e. torture?
Well, the quickest way to do this is to ask why we have any government at all. Do we want complete lack of government, anarchy? Well, most people don't want that. So why would the founding fathers create any government at all? Well, to protect the life, liberty, and private property that we already had. Any government that's going to be legitimate is going to protect your property. Any government that is violating your life, liberty, or property is illegitimate. The purpose of the Constitution was to establish limitations on government power. And, yeah, the government is bad, but the Americans who live here need to understand the difference between rights and privileges. They need to understand the Constitution. They need to understand that we are the source of all political power and that the government works for us. Anywhere I happen to be standing is a free speech zone. We don't have free speech zones in the United States. This is ridiculous. And any Supreme Court justice that is written to violate or limit your freedom of speech is certainly not a constitutionalist and should never be on the Supreme Court.
Michael Bagnarek is also with us because it is going to be released and start shipping on the 17th. So coming up Monday, and we just got these in, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Evan Vieira, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many, many others. And this film needed to be made. I'm glad that the makers of Camp FEMA and Washington You're Fired and Wall Street Life on the Edge of a Bubble have made this documentary, because it explains the difference between a republic and a democracy, states' rights, 9th and 10th Amendment, and has a blueprint to take our nation back. People need to see this because it's basically a Constitution class in and of itself in this two-hour film. Michael, you're a big part of this. People can pre-order it. It's basically an order now because it'll be shipping out early next week to everyone. We have these here at Infowars.com, or folks can call toll-free 888-253-3139. I'm excited that so many great films are coming out to educate and inform, because people are now ready to be awakened. We've just got to do the next step and get this into their hands. I hope folks will order this film. And we just lost the video Skype connection to him for a second. For Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, again, available at Infowars.com. And it's going to be shipping out next week. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. Michael Bagnarek, talk about the difference between a republic and a democracy, 9th, 10th Amendment, and versus this federal government itself captured by foreign corporate interest.
The difference between a democracy and a republic. A democracy, everybody knows, majority wins. But what they leave out is that the minority loses. 51% of the people can vote away the property or the liberty of the 49%. I spoke at a college in Rhode Island. One girl asked me, "Don't you think guns are dangerous?" I said, "No, ma'am, I don't." She goes, "Well, couldn't we vote to take your guns away from you?" And I said, "Absolutely. You can vote that Michael is crazy and dangerous, and you can have a unanimous vote to take my guns away, but then you have to have another vote to see which one of you is going to take them. My rights are not predicated on your being comfortable with it." So in a democracy, you can vote on anything. You can vote to take somebody else's property away. You can vote to limit somebody else's freedom of speech. We live in a republic. I pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which it stands. A republic is based on law. One person and the right of private property will supersede a unanimous vote. In a republic, the minority is protected from an overbearing majority. So the major difference for you to know is that in a democracy, you can vote on anything. And in a republic, there are many, many things that you're not allowed to vote on. Now, the 9th and 10th Amendments are very important. They actually work together. The 9th Amendment, without repeating it, says that because we have a Bill of Rights, that's not a complete list. The Bill of Rights doesn't say anything about your right to have children, but you clearly have a right to have children. The Bill of Rights says nothing about your right to travel, but you have a right to travel. So the Ninth Amendment explicitly says that the Bill of Rights is not a comprehensive list. There are things that you can do by right which are not listed in the Bill of Rights. On the contrary, the Tenth Amendment explicitly says that the government is not allowed to do things unless the Constitution explicitly allows it. We the people have rights. We give the government privileges, and those privileges for the government are listed in Article 1, Section 8. Anything that the government is doing not explicitly listed in Article 1, Section 8 is, by definition, unconstitutional.
And all powers that are not listed in the Tenth Amendment, there's only three of them, are reserved to the states or the people. And the Ninth Amendment, as you said, clearly states, you know, every common right of a free creature. We've got it all, and the federal government can't touch it. But now the feds are saying they want to push a one-child policy here because it's not expressly enumerated. But when it is enumerated under the First Amendment, how can you have someone who's going to be the Supreme Court justice say, I'm going to arrest you for your speech? What a piece of trash. What a tyrant. What an enemy of anyone that loves freedom. Michael Bagnarek, big part of the new film, Don't Tread on Me. Get it first at Infowars.com. I'm so excited about this film from William Lewis and Gary Franchi. We'll be back on the other side of this quick break with Michael Bagnarek today. We've covered so much news. We haven't even taken any calls yet. We will take calls for Michael. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In March, Alex Jones announced that eFoods Direct was putting together a high-volume, pre-production order of the new Quick Fix meals. By waiting for production and shipping of their orders, families were able to receive one free item for every three that they bought. Since the final shutdown of this buy three, get one free program, we've had a lot of folks calling, disappointed that they missed the order deadline. Listen carefully. Starting immediately, eFoodsDirect.com will take pre-production orders for a buy three, get one free program for 1 week ending May 14th at midnight. You will receive one free item for every three that you order of the selected products. These orders will begin shipping the first week of June. To order on the web, efoodsdirect.com/GCN or call 800-409-5633. That's efoodsdirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633. Again, that's efoodsdirect.com/GCN, 800-409-5633.
Your calls are coming up for Michael Badnarik, joining us via video Skype from Texas for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Another added dimension of this radio broadcast. Do we have Michael back as his Skype drops? We're getting him? Okay. Skype's great to have him via video feed, but it does have some hiccups, but it's getting better and better. Coming up, Texas school demands students submit to intrusive census form. There's no law to do that. All the feds can do to enumerate how many representatives you get for your state is ask you every 10 years, how many people live in this house? That's it. Not, again, there's a bunch of different versions of the forms, at least four different ones. One's only 20-something questions, one's 40-plus. We've gone over the forms here. You can go to the census website and read it. But they ask, do you own guns? What type of toilet do you have? How many homes, how many rooms in your house? Do you have heating? And they're asking the kids this stuff for CPS and other reasons. This is scary. That's coming up. Going back to Michael Badnarik. Michael, we see the public waking up. You know, when you came fourth in the presidential election as a Libertarian Party candidate in 2004, people were starting to wake up, but not like they are now. Are you seeing the same awakening I'm seeing? Are you concerned about the attempt to demonize any type of Tea Party or 10th Amendment, 9th Amendment, states' rights nullification movement?
I do see a huge increase in the number of people who are waking up. A lot of the people that I talk to tell me they've only woken up in the last year or so. So we have the Tea Party, the Campaign for Liberty, the 9-12 groups. All of these different groups are starting to gather people, and this is an incredibly good thing. You and I have been telling people about this stuff for years, and I, for one, feel that they're finally starting to listen to us, Alex. That's a good thing. As far as do I worry about the mainstream media demonizing us, no, I really don't worry about it because I know it's not going to stop you and I. But I think that when your ordinary average person goes to a Tea Party rally and they find out on the news that they're a radical extremist, they're a racist, they're going to realize that that's not true, and they're going to draw the conclusion that most of what the media has been telling us has been a lie for all these years. So it is a little bit irritating, but I think that having the mainstream media badmouth us is really a good thing in the long run.
Well, I agree with you. They still think that they have air superiority, basically, and no one can challenge them. But when they lie and distort and twist, they're only losing what little bit of credibility they may have had left, and that's why you see all their numbers plunging. It's not just people converting over to the internet. That's happening as well. But they've done national studies that the population trust alternative media 2-1 with the amount of trust they give mainstream media. And mainstream media is now admitting they're getting federal funds for what they call behavior placement or brainwashing.
Well, this is just the start. This is just the start with the things that you were talking about at the top of the hour. Webster Tarpley is telling us that it's 6 months to a year. The number of people who are coming over to internet media and to support the Constitution and liberty is going to grow exponentially. We're beyond the tipping point. And at this point in time, it's a downhill slide, and things are just going to keep on picking up speed. It's going to be interesting. Not everybody's going to be able to hold on to the toboggan, but we are pointed in the direction of liberty, and we're starting to increase our speed.
There's a host of issues I want to go over with you, but when we come back, I want to get into the census. They're sending out census forms through the schools for kids to fill out with no congressional authority behind it. Briefly, what is the census? In what role is it constitutional?
Article 1, Section 3, Section 2, Clause 3 says that our representatives and direct taxes are determined by population. And in that same clause, it explains that the census must happen every 10 years. So the census is mandated by the Constitution. That part is true. But as you said a few moments ago, the only thing they can ask is how many people live in your house. Now, frankly, it's in your best interest to answer that part of the census so that we get accurate representation. But as I told a census worker, what difference does it make? If the Republicans and Democrats in office, in Congress, are passing the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the Homegrown Terrorist Act, then they're not really representing us. So,
absolutely. Michael Badnarik is our guest. He's a big part of the new film, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Start shipping out on Monday from InfoWars.com. Such a powerful film, covers all of these subjects. Available at InfoWars.com. Michael Badnarik is our guest. Your phone calls and a lot more straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
I'm going to do a YouTube video when I get off air today. You know, we've talked about how the Ford Foundation and the government are trying to fund white supremacists, Mexican supremacist groups, black supremacist groups, so that we don't become Americans and love the Bill of Rights and Constitution and private property and freedom and the Second Amendment. No, so that we all just fight with each other over race. And I'm really concerned about Robert Rodriguez's new film, Machete, because the trailer came out and looked like race war to me. And the white guys are the bad guys, and Robert De Niro's in it, and Jessica Alba, and all these people I've been fans of, and I've liked Robert Rodriguez, fellow Austinite. Well, I was contacted by members of his crew who are Hispanic, who are concerned that it's going to have a backlash against Hispanics. And now I've been sent the script. And here's the script for Machete by Robert Rodriguez. And it's worse than I even thought. So for Raw Story and others that admit they haven't even seen the trailer and are making fun of us, you're not, I guess you'll laugh at this too. The Minutemen are all hacked up and killed with machetes. White people are the bad guys. The only good part about this film is a senator stages a terror attack against himself as a pretext to go after Hispanics. So I guess Robert Rodriguez has been given my films, I've been told. I guess he woke up to something here. It's just horrible, and it's just disgusting. Now, we're going back to Michael Bagnarek and then your phone calls, but I wanted to go back to Kagan, disappear free speech if the government deems it offensive. Here's another one. Law would empower Hillary to revoke citizenship of whoever she deems terrorist. That's citizens. And this World War II law was what was used for Italian and Japanese Americans. This is why they grabbed hundreds of thousands of Japanese and put them in forced labor camps. People who had been here for 100 plus years, own their own seafood companies, their own manufacturing plants, Japanese doctors, total Americans. Well, they're now saying, oh, Adam Gadon is the grandson of one of the ADL board members. Totally staged, folks. They've uploaded videos in the Intel Center's own logo with Al-Qaeda. It's all fake. This guy's an operative. To sell us this idea, I want to play this and get Michael Bagnarek's take on that. Then I want to go over this Texas census form and then your phone calls. But here is the CNN propaganda piece where they just report it calmly and nicely, like it's going to keep you safe. We have to do this. We have to just get rid of the entire habeas corpus. It's in the Belligerence Act, racing through the Senate, where you just disappear. Bag goes over your head, you're gone. Here it is.
California-born Adam Gadon in an Al-Qaeda recruiting video.
I will now proceed to destroy my American passport.
But the Al-Qaeda operative on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list is still a U.S. citizen.
If we captured Gadon today, he could make a claim as an American citizen to be tried in a federal district court with all the rights of citizenship.
This bipartisan group wants to change that with legislation revoking the citizenship of Americans the State Department deems aligned with foreign terrorist organizations.
Now, what it actually does, and we've read the bill on air, we printed it out and showed it to you. You can go read it. In fact, I'll give you the headline here from the article that Paul Watson wrote 2 months ago. We warned you 3 months ago, actually. You can go read it for yourself. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents, March 8th, 2010. I guess it was 2 months ago. And you can read it subsection by, no. They're not going to just say you're not a citizen. You're not going to get any due process under any law. Look how they're ordering Hatari released, and the feds have tried to strip them, because it was all made up. They didn't threaten anything. They just said if the government attacks us, we'll have to defend ourselves. Let's finish the clip and get Bagnarek as a constitutional scholar's take on it. By the way, his website's constitutionpreservation.org, constitutionpreservation.org. Let's finish the clip.
If they've been identified through their actions or specific statements that they no longer want to be United States citizens, well, by golly, let's help them.
The bill would update a little-known World War II era law still on the books, allowing the Secretary of State to revoke citizenship of Americans supporting foreign armies or states. Authors say their goal is not only to strip Americans like Adam Gadot of legal rights as U.S. citizens, but to thwart an al-Qaeda strategy to train Americans with U.S. passports.
Recruit American citizens who can train overseas and then use their American passports to re-enter our country for the purpose of planning and carrying out.
If they knew they were a terrorist, you'd just arrest them. I mean, this is insane. Again, and what does Kagan say? It's your free speech. They want to arrest you. We have the Homeland Security MIAC reports. It's for veterans, returning veterans, gun owners. Continue.
Attacks against us.
Senator Joe Lieberman insists the bill is constitutional. Some legal experts disagree and call it dangerous.
The government has such a broad understanding of what it means to provide material support to terrorism these days that really the most innocent, benign activity could subject the most harmless Americans extreme sanctions.
They're already using the Patriot Act tens of thousands of times for family violence, marijuana, you name it. Michael Bagnarik, I mean, they think we're so ignorant. Is this not 100% the opposite of our republic?
Absolutely. 180 degrees out from what we want. People need to understand that we have individual rights. And I hate the phrase constitutional rights because people get the idea that the Constitution gives you your rights and therefore Joe Lieberman and his friends can take those rights away from you. Your rights are inherent. You had the right to life before they signed the Declaration of Independence. You had freedom of speech before they ratified the First Amendment. And by God, you have a right to defend your life whether or not anybody in Washington, D.C. reads and understands the Second Amendment. Your rights are inherent. They cannot be taken away from you. But you have to remember Thomas Jefferson's words, you only have the rights that you are willing to fight for.
Well, let me add to that. Republicans supported the Patriot Act, even though Section 802 says it's for citizens. Now we receive from law enforcement, it's been big national news for a year and a half, the government documents that this is really for us. Now Homeland Security admits American citizens are the main terrorists they want to get. People that want to end the Fed, we're terrorists. Ron Paul's bad. We're all, you know, Oath Keepers are seditious. That's Mother Jones. Arrest us all. So now a lot of conservative groups, you know, have got the headline, Hillary can revoke your citizenship, and that's what they can do if they get this through. I mean, this is for us. Understand that Adam Gadon's a CIA operative just to cut out a Goldstein to scare you. I had another question for you. It came in on an email ticket for Michael Bagnarik. It says the 14th Amendment creates a second form of government citizen and turns us into federal citizens. If we do not correct our status back to the state nationals, we consent to be under the jurisdiction of the usurper, federal private government. Ask how he expects us to ignore the fact. So that's a question for you. I don't think you are ignoring this, but comment on it.
No, I'm not ignoring it. And I actually mentioned this. I go over it during my Constitution class. But you have to understand that the government lies, cheats, steals, and murders. They are ignoring the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land. Sending them a certified letter is not going to change the way that they interact with you. I mean, you may be correct. I mean, legally and technically, you may be correct, but the government is going to come and put a bag over your head and whisk you away anyway. So while I don't disagree with it, I think we've gone too far to try to fix this with letters to the editor or voting. We need to get hundreds of thousands of people together to rally to demonstrate that we outnumber them by several orders of magnitude.
And by the way, at the G20 last year, a lot of the peaceful protesters had bags put over their heads for hours, a form of deprivation, taking the power of sight away from you, trying to panic you so you're in the dark. All of these anti-terror weapons, microwave guns, torture, it's all now being used against us. They call it pain compliance. We have a rogue, out-of-control government, and I just never get how people send us emails accusing someone of covering something up when you can't cover the entire pantheon of reality in the world in a trillion hours, much less one. But I wanted to bring, I mean, we constantly talk about the fact that this made us all wards of the state and discuss it. All right, before we go to calls, I want to shift gears to another subject. In fact, give me a document cam for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, please, gentlemen, right here. The federal government, I discovered back in 99, this is in my film Police State 2, The Takeover, was putting deputized local sheriff's deputies under ATF control and having law enforcement semester classes in 7th, 8th, 9th grade, sometimes 6th grade, saying, what's in mommy's medicine cabinet? Do they smoke marijuana? Having them write dossiers on their parents, training them to do this. And now we've got this from the state of Texas, and we went to their website. It's confirmed. The TexasExperience.com, page 63, and this came in an email. We've confirmed that their child was given a zero because they refused to fill it out in violation of the Fifth Amendment. And it's just the feds ordering school kids. It says every 10 years, it's time for Texans to stand up and be counted. Since 1790, the United States has conducted a census of account of each of its citizens. Practice filling out the census form. It says name, place of birth, current address, does your family own or rent where you live, how long have you lived in Texas, how many people are in your family, how many females, how many males, what are their ages, how many rooms are in your house. That's for CPS to see if there's too many people. Oh, we live in an apartment. Oh, you're at risk. Boom. Well, and I've seen them take babies from people that are poor just for being poor. How is your home heated? Oh, you don't. How many cars does your family own? How many telephones in your home? Is your home a farm? And, you know, this is just incredible. And it even says, sounds pretty nosy, doesn't it? But a census is very important. This information is used for all kinds of purposes. So they're training the kids. I mean, this is, once they set the precedent to make them answer questions, the sky's the limit, Michael Bagnarek.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The census is incredibly invasive, and people need to overcome their nervousness. The outside envelope says the law requires you to fill this out. That's not true. The Constitution requires government to ask, but you are under no obligation to answer it. And I mean, again, if Congress was actually doing something to protect your life, liberty, and property, it would be in your best interest to answer. But since Congress is out of control, the White House is out of control, oh, boy, the Supreme Court is way out of control, you know, it really doesn't matter whether you answer that or not. I agree that it's time for Texans to stand up, but I think it's almost time for us to stand up and defend the Alamo again.
Well, that's covered. In fact, Rob Dew is making a new trailer for Don't Tread on Me with just the clip of Bagnarek talking about the line in sand. See if he can grab that and if we can premiere that in the last segment. Just see if he can put it on a disc and run it over here. Thanks. Bill in Colorado, you're on the air with Michael Bagnarek. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks, Alex. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm excellent. Thanks,
question.
Bill.
I have a question about the formation of the Constitution, and I was curious as to Who was in charge of America after the Declaration of Independence and prior to the Constitution?
Well, the people who were fighting the revolution were kind of in charge.
It was the Continental Congress out of Philadelphia.
And they wrote the Articles of Articles of Confederation, I'm sorry. That was the first Constitution. All federal laws had to be passed unanimously by all 13 states. If we were still under the Articles of Confederation, you'd understand how small the government would be because you'd need all 50 states to be unanimous. The Constitution was a deviation from what we had. The Constitution was ratified by only 9 out of 13 states, and it centralized the government.
Yeah, and people act like this is a conspiracy. You know, they have seminars where they go exposing the Constitution, the tyranny. They almost lost the government over it. That's why the Bill of Rights was created as a checkmate to supersede any expansion of federal power, and that's the Federalist Papers. People think that federalism means the federal government runs things. No, it means the opposite. Michael Bagnarek.
Absolutely. Alexander Hamilton's group. Alexander Hamilton was a monarchist. His group of people were nationalists. Thomas Jefferson's people were truly federalist, but Alexander Hamilton switched the labels, called his own group Federalists so he'd get support, and called Jefferson's group Anti-Federalists to generate hostility towards that group. So he was a spin doctor of his time.
But he got dealt with.
He did, in a duel.
Let's go ahead and talk to Howard in Philly. Howard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael. You answered my question about the 14th Amendment. I was going to bring that up. But I still want to talk about something in the 14th Amendment that I think is important to note. The word United States citizen can be found in the Constitution. So it existed prior to the 14th Amendment. I do believe that prior to the 14th Amendment...
Go ahead.
I do believe that prior to the 14th Amendment, we were state citizens. Just like Richard McDonald used to say years and years ago.
No, that's why the 17th Amendment changed that to where the senators are popularly elected instead of being creatures of the state, where the elected legislature then votes to appoint the senator. I remember reading about, you know, Davy Crockett and people being recalled, you know, for not doing what they were told. Michael Bagnarek.
I agree. We are state citizens. My book, Good to Be King, discusses this. It's in the chapter on Article 4 of the Constitution. But we were state citizens, and then the 14th Amendment created a corporate status of United States citizen, which is subject to the jurisdiction of Congress. So it's a lot of fraud, a lot of deceit, a lot of misdirection. But again, it's only a piece of paper. If government says that you're a 7-foot-tall purple rabbit, that doesn't make it true.
All right, I appreciate your call, Howard. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Illinois. Ronnie, go ahead.
Hey, it's good to talk to you guys. And according to the 14th Amendment, getting into that, I don't know if you guys are familiar with James Verdon, author of Sins of the State. For any of the listeners out there, you can find that at sinsofthestate.net. He gets in and exposes how in 1862 they redefined the word person.
Yeah, it made us wards of a federal government. Bagnarek has written about this. His book's available at constitutionpreservation.org.
Right, but I mean, it sounds like you guys are almost poo-pooing the idea that you have to withdraw your consent. I mean, you really do have to tell these people who you are, and there is a...
No, Bagnarek's not saying that. He's saying this is a lawless group of criminals. We're here... Look, I've been doing this for 17 years on air for 15. I've probably done 200 programs on the 14th Amendment. I just suddenly have people telling me about it like I just found it yesterday. And all Michael Bagnarek is saying is, just like Aaron Russo said in his film, America, Freedom to Fascism, he said it's criminal. The IRS is a fraud. We didn't have it till 1913, but they're criminals. They'll come arrest you if you don't pay it. So Bagnarek is saying, you're right, this is true, but this patriot mythology, like Nacera and all these groups that say we're mailing letters to the government, everything's solved. I mean, did George Washington mail a letter to King George III? You know, was George Washington poo-pooing human liberty? No. I don't understand. I think you guys are picking a fight. Probably all buddies calling in. It's bizarre. We'll be back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This whole film, Don't Tread on Me, is about the 9th and 10th Amendment and exposing the 14th Amendment and exposing how the federal government's illegal and out of control. That's why you need to get it at Infowars.com. Some of the other articles that are up at the powerful website, GCNLive.com. That's the letter GCNLive.com. Tea Party clueless about U.S. tax dollars funding bailout heist. UK economy may be allowed to crash and burn like U.S. banking giant, also GCNLive.com. There's another one. New UK government to be infested with bankers, just like our new Supreme Court nominees, a Goldman Sachs minion. That's all up at GCNLive.com. I'm not trying to get in a fight with the last three callers here. I just don't know where it's coming from. Michael Bagnarek, I've read his book. It's Good to Be King. I've known him for 12 years. I mean, it's all he talks about is the 14th Amendment. And they're saying, why aren't you covering it? Why are you poo-pooing it? You know, Alex, why are you saying 9/11 isn't an inside job? I mean, that's the equivalent. Alex, why are you saying you're for the New World Order? Real fast, Ronnie, because we're almost out of time in Illinois. I don't understand your point.
No, I'm not trying to say that at all. I mean, you're one of my biggest idols, Alex. I mean, you know, what I'm trying
well, you don't need to do that. I'm just saying I don't understand the point.
My point is I'm trying to ask, like, what do you propose to do? I mean, here in Illinois, for instance, I mean, we're making a public declaration and a notice of withdrawal of consent. I mean, we are sending out letters, but I mean, we're getting ourselves out of the system. And I mean, there's been cases here where, you know, people have been pulled over by officers and just by simply holding, you know, giving them a piece of paper that says what it
says.
Oh,
no. I mean, if you tell them you're an illegal alien, they leave you alone a lot. No, I absolutely. But sometimes they drag you off to jail. Look, we'll do a whole show on this in the future. My whole thing is it's such a dangerous navigation because there's so much patriot mythology that gets people in prison. That's why I like Michael Bagnarek or Larry Beecraft. You can count on what they say. Michael, comments on this.
It's a false sense of security. They're not acknowledging or respecting the Constitution. So if you send them a letter of sovereignty or, you know, your nationality, you're a state citizen, that makes you feel good. But if you think that's going to, you know, cause the government to roll over and go, well, okay, you can travel without a driver's license because, you know, you figured out the game, you're naive. You know, the Constitution is not there to protect you, and it won't. Stand on a railroad track with a copy of the Constitution in front of you and with a train coming, you'll see exactly how much protection it has.
We have to take the counties, the cities, the states back and then enforce it and use grand juries indicting treasonous scum. We've got to indict Goldman Sachs, as Ron Paul has said. I want to play a one-minute clip from the film Don't Tread on Me, describing the line in the sand. Here it is.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand. First of all, as a Texan, I would like to point out this is a reference to the Alamo. Colonel William Travis recognized that the outcome was hopeless, and he told the men at the Alamo that he could not, in good conscience, order them to stay and fight. He took his saber and drew a line in the sand, and he indicated that regardless of what they did, he, William Travis, was going to stay at the Alamo and, even if necessary, single-handedly defend the fort. The line in the sand has come to be your final straw, the last outcome. Much like survival, individual survival, that is a personal issue.
Absolutely. The film starts shipping out Monday. Get it today. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. You can also go to Michael Bagnerick's website and find out more and get his book, constitutionpreservation.org. I'm sorry to all the other callers. I'll be back live tomorrow and, of course, on Thursday and Friday. But, Michael, great having you back here with us. The tyrants getting so out of control, that's only going to accelerate the awakening that's happening.
Absolutely. I'll be lighting the fires of liberty in Austin June 13th. If anybody wants to take my class, I'll be in Austin on June 13th.
They can find out more at constitutionpreservation.org and at InfoWars.com. Michael Bagnerick, God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, Alex Jones.
Great job, crew.